To the letter to the Ephesians.
Εφεσώσου.
Ephesians.
Τι άρτα.
Ephesians chapter 2.
Beginning with verse 11. 我想经过昨天晚上的交通以后，我们再回过头来看这段圣经，就印象深刻。
So after we shared last night, when we come to this passage, we'll have a deeper impression.
十一节，所以你们应当纪念，你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没受割礼，这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。
Therefore remember that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands.
那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。Remember
that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
我们特别注意第13节。
Let us pay special attention to
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得清净。But
now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。For
he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。By
abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace.
既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一个身体，与神和好了。And
might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross, by it having put to death the enmity.
并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。And
he came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who are near.
因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。For
through him we both have our access in one spirit to the Father.
这样，你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。So
then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints. And are of God's household.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。Having
been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。In
whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。In
whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
我想我们如果把刚才的圣经读完了以后，After
we finish reading all these verses,
如果大家还记得昨天的信息的话，If
you remember last night's message,
你看这一段的圣经就把昨天的信息把它完全的复习，完全的提纲挈领的。
And actually, this passage that we just read is a summary and a review of what we shared last night.
我回家以后，我才发现，在我们中文圣经里面。Actually,
when I went home last night, I noticed in the Bible in the Chinese.
如果是两节式的圣经。If
you have it in two parts.
Yeah, 那么这种的圣经，你如果读到约翰福音的最后，你翻到约翰福音的最后一面。
If you read to the Gospel of John at the very end,
那么我想大概在中文的圣经里面都有这张图，就是圣殿的图。You
actually probably have the picture of the temple.
那这就是昨天晚上我要试着解释给弟兄姊妹的。It
actually was what I was trying to explain to you last night.
那么，我们知道说，如果大家看到这个图的话
，If you see this picture，
你就知道说，那个整个的长方形的那个就是我们所说的圣殿的广场。
That long rectangular space is the temple square。
那么这个是比所罗门那个时候大两倍的。
And again, this temple square was twice the size of the time.
那所罗门的廊下在东边，你看到吗
？And if you look at the Solomon's porches on the right side，
那么那个往东就是。隔一个这个山谷就是橄榄山。
And then after the valley on the east, you will see the Mount of Olives.
那么不过这张图有一个错。
There's one error in this picture.
这一张的错在哪里？他把以色列人的院呢，就放在越过矮墙那个地方，通通叫以色列的院。
So actually, what it says in here is it characterizes the court of the Israelites as everything past the barrier.
我们昨天不是说到那个中间隔断的墙吗
？Do you remember we mentioned about that dividing wall?
那么那个隔断的墙应该就是在他那个以色列院的那个那个范围里面。
So the dividing wall was under the sphere of the Israelites' court.
But 事实上呢，我们知道他们说到这 men's court， 特别说到以色列院的时候，是在女院在上去。
So actually, when you refer to the men's court, it's actually above the women's court.
所以我们知道，如果大家从东门进去的话
，So if you come in through the Easter gate,
你是先到女院
，You'll get to the women's court first.
然后有十五个阶梯就进到了圣殿的本部。
So then you will have 15 steps and you arrive at the temple.
那么你先到的有一个院子叫做这个 men's court， 就是。有的人就翻作以色列的院。
So then you arrive at the men's court.
所以这个是指着所有男丁可以进去。
And all the men can arrive at this court.
然后再往上走。
And then you continue on.
就到了祭司的院。
And then you come to the priest's court.
然后在祭司院里面，你就有祭坛，然后进去有圣所，有至圣所。
And in the priest's court, you have the altar, the holy place, and the holy of holies.
那我现在把这个图再给弟兄提醒弟兄姊妹。
So I remind you of this.
除了以色列院之外
，aside from the men's court，
我们知道，当然这个现在当然就是看你怎么普通我们说以色列院是指 men's court 说的 ，OK。
So when we talk about the court of the Israelites actually means the men's court.
那么事实上呢，他们没有称呼这个过了这个隔断的墙以后，那个叫做以色列院，没有这样的称呼的。
Nobody has called that actually men's court after that.
那么这个呢，很可能有人，所以有的人就把它，所以中文就写的以色列院。
So actually in Chinese it's called the court of the Israelites.
他不是说以色列人的院。
It didn't say the people of Israel.
所以很可能他就是指着你只要过了那道墙就是所谓以色列的院。
So actually, after the wall, then it will be Israel's court.
其实技术上我们再说，如果就技术上来讲，那么当初在圣殿没有这样说法的。
But technically speaking, at that time, the temple, there was not that explanation.
所以我想很清楚，你如果从南边上了圣殿山以后
，So from the south, if you go onto the Temple Mount,
那么你就到了外邦人的院。
Then you'll go to the Gentile court.
那么你如果仔细上去，你就会发现，这个南边有一些走廊，不是吗
？And then there are some aisles also in the southern part.
那这个就是。这 porch， 你就发现那个一点一点的都是那个指着走廊来说的。
So actually, if you see at the very beginning, there are porches.
所以呢，那么就在那里，我们就有卖牛羊鸽子的。
And there is where they sell all the animals.
那么或者主耶稣不是把兑换钱子的把它推翻了吗
？Oh, you remember when our Lord overthrew the tables of the money exchange.
那么这一带其实在当时称作，其实这个那个时候呢，我们知道事实上属于祭司的。那个很伟大的一个建筑。
So you know that that was actually a very big structure for the priests at that time.
所以这个那个时候你一到山上去，给你的感觉好像是一个，它那好像 cathedral 一个大教堂的一个建筑一样。
So as soon as you get onto the mount, it's as if you're looking at a great cathedral.
那么如果你一上去，尤其是如果你一上去往这个东走的话
，If you go up and you go towards the east.
你会发现呢，你会发现那个就是普通大教堂的建筑。
It's just like a structure of a great cathedral.
Basilica 就是那个大的教堂的建筑。
Oh, it's just like a basilica.
那么我们叫 basilica 最早其实呢是罗马公共的建筑。
We know that the basilica actually is a structure in the Roman Empire.
那么因为是希腊式的建筑，所以很多很多的柱子。
But because it's a very typical Greek structure, there are many poles there.
所以如果你要从这个圣殿的这个西南角往西南角上去的话，
So if you're going from the southern west part going up,
然后呢，你进到上面以后，如果你往东走的话，
So if you go towards the east,
那么事实上你就等于到了一个很大的殿，很大的basilica里面。
You'll go and arrive at a huge basilica.
那么这个殿堂呢，你会发现中间呢是大厅。
And in the middle, there's a great hall.
两边呢是走廊。
And the two sides, there are porches.
那卖牛羊鸽子的就在两边的走廊上。
And the two sides is where you sell all the animals.
而且一共有40根柱子这样过去。
There are 40 pillars down.
一共是4排。
There are 4 rows.
所以你就知道说那个两排跟这个两排这个中间就是那个两边的走廊 aisles.
And two rows you have filled with aisles.
那么中间这个就是它的大厅呢。
And then in the middle, you have a great hall.
所以如果你一直走到最后，你会发现有一个半圆形的东西。
So at the very end, you're going to see a semicircular.
那么那个根据传说呢，七十议会他们就是在那里开会的。
According to the tradition, the Septuagint was met at that point.
那这是一个说法，当然还有其他的说法。
But that's one explanation.
所以我们知道，在主耶稣那个时候，这个建筑是非常非常宏伟的。
We know that this was a very grandeur type of architecture at that time.
那么我们说过，作为一个外邦人，
But as a Gentile,
你来到了神的殿，
When you come to God's temple,
你要说这是万国祷告的殿，
You want to say this is a temple for all nations to pray.
但是你会发现有一道墙把你挡住了，
But you see that there's a dividing wall.
但是有人能越过那道墙，
But there are some that can cross that wall.
有人比你更幸福，
Some are more blessed than you.
有人比你更有权利，
Some more have a better, more privilege than you.
你来到圣殿就是希望能亲近神，
When you arrive at the temple, you want to draw nigh to the Lord.
但是你发现有的人比你更亲近，
But you see that others are nearer than you.
所以你看见那个圣殿，你只能够叹息。
So when you see the temple, you can but sigh.
只有一般的人可以进去，
Only certain people can go.
那我们说过，所有的以色列人，他们都进到那个圣殿里面去。
So we mentioned that all the people of Israel entered the temple.
然后呢，他们特别是在女院里面。
And they gathered at the women's court.
我们说过，女院其实就是全家大小都在一起团聚的那个院子。
And we mentioned that it was there at the women's court that all young and old, the whole family gathered.
所有以色列人好像都到齐了。
All the people of Israel gathered there.
现在你所面对好像以色列全家一样。
So what you have faced there is the whole household of Israel.
所以现在你住，你可以说这些人乃是神家里的人。
And you can say that these are of the household of God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为现在他们可以住在耶和华的殿中。
Because now they can live in Jehovah's temple.
你可以，temple of the Lord.
The temple of the Lord.
所以就好像大卫一样。
It's as if David.
这个不光是大卫的梦，这个也是每一个人的梦。
It is not only David's dream, but it's everybody's.
你知道大卫做那个梦的时候，
When David had that dream,
他写那首诗歌的时候，
When he wrote that song,
还没有圣殿，
There was no temple.
圣殿还没有盖起来，
The temple hadn't been built.
那个时候只有帐篷，
There was,
只有会幕，
There was but a tabernacle.
但是你知道说大卫所巴不得有一天就是像这样的圣殿。
But David wanted such a temple.
所以他巴不得能住在耶和华殿中，
He really wanted to be before the temple of the
Lord, 直到永远。
Forever and ever.
那么有的时候我们就说， 那么圣殿怎么住呢？
So how do you abide in the temple?
你明白吗？ 许多时候我们讲的圣殿都是讲到外院， 然后圣所之圣所。
Many times when we speak of the temple, we speak of the outer court, the holy place, the holy of holies.
那个是会幕的情形。
That was the condition of the tabernacle.
那个是在以色列还在漂流在旷野的时候。
That is when the people of Israel were in the wilderness.
但是什么时候你说我要住在耶和华的殿中？
But when you say I want to abide in the temple of the Lord,
那个就是指着这个广场来说的。
It speaks of the temple square.
那么尤其每年他们过节的时候，
Every time they cross the feast.
你看三次他们最后就聚集在这个圣殿的山上。
Three times they gather on the Temple Mount.
但是他们现在比所有的外邦人都 更蒙恩典。
But they are even more blessed than all the Gentiles.
他们蒙了何等的权利。
They have such a right.
他们能进到神的殿。
They can enter into the temple.
他们可以告诉你说神的同在就在隔壁。
They can tell you that God's presence is in our neighbor.
他们可以说神的荣耀就在隔壁。
They can say our neighbor is God's glory.
你看全地没有一个地方比这里更靠近神。
Nowhere in this world is anything closer than that to God.
我们是谁？神竟然拣选了我们。
Who are we that God has chosen us?
所以圣经告诉我们以色列人是神的选民。
So the Bible tells us that people of Israel are chosen by God.
所以他们现在能够亲近神。
So they can draw nigh to God.
那我们这些人呢，到了隔断的墙，中间隔断的墙就不能再过去。
But we cannot cross that dividing wall.
但是弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见我们昨天已经说过
，We mentioned last night.
就在所有以色列人他们全家聚在一起的时候
，When all the people of Israel gather together.
他们巴不得弥赛亚能够回来。
They desire so much that Messiah will be back.
他们想念弥赛亚回来。
They miss the Messiah. They want.
所以他们在祝棚节最后一天一定要把一些水从圣殿门槛里倒出来。
So the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, they have to pour out water from the threshold of the temple.
每年都这样子的。
Every year is the same.
因为弥赛亚还没有回来。
Because the Messiah has not yet returned.
只要弥赛亚不回来，他们每年都要这样做。
If the Messiah is not to return, we're to do this every year.
这样做什么意思呢
？What is the reason to do this?
他们从很远的地方好不容易聚集在一起。
They come from very distant places.
但是弥赛亚没回来。
But the Messiah is not back.
在逾越节以前。
Before the Passover.
他们把坟墓都修得干干净净。
They have cleaned up and painted all.
弥赛亚还是没有回来。
The Messiah has not returned.
弟兄姊妹，你看见他们。巴不得弥赛亚能够回来。
They were so desirous of the Messiah to return.
弥赛亚没有回来，就他不能满足的那一天。
The Messiah did not return, they would not be satisfied.
谁心里不满足，就是个干渴的人。
Whoever's heart is not satisfied is a thirsty person.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的主就对着这一般的人。
So our Lord spoke to these people.
当他看见那个水真的从圣殿门槛流出来的时候
，When you saw the water coming down from the threshold of
the temple, 这个代表以色列人心中的愿望。
It represents the desire.The people of Israel.
Oh, 他们知道说神的荣耀已经到天上去。
They knew that the glory of God had already gone to heaven.
什么时候荣耀能够回来？
When will the glory come back?
后来他们读圣经明白了。
Then when they read the Bible, they understood.
什么时候弥赛亚回来了，荣耀就回来了。
When the Messiah returns, the glory returns.
现在弥赛亚没有回来。
But the Messiah has not returned.
所以他们每年聚在一起的时候。
So every year when they gather together.
他们一定要这样从水从圣殿里面流出来。
They have to have the pouring out of the water.
他们巴不得有一天是真的。
They will hope that one day it become true.
巴不得有一天美梦成真。
One day the dream will come true.
到了那一天，你看圣殿里门槛里面真的流出水来了。
Then at that time that the threshold of the temple really watered.
那证明弥赛亚已经回来了。
That means the Messiah came back.
证明荣耀已经回来了。
Glory has returned.
你看见以色列人就等候，一直等候那个明天。
And the people of Israel are waiting for tomorrow, waiting for tomorrow.
等候了多少年，弥赛亚还没有回来。
They waited for so many years, the Messiah has not
returned. 你看每一个人在那个里面都觉得有一点不满足。
Everybody in there.Somewhat dissatisfied.
如果弥赛亚来了，我们就不必回去了。
If the Messiah comes, we don't have to return home.
他们知道，他们还是要回去的。
They know now we still have to return.
尤其到了节期的末日。
Especially on the last day on the.
你看看刚刚来过节，他们兴奋得很。
At the beginning of the feast, they're very excited.
又可以来亲近神。
They can draw nigh to God.
你看见吗？现在我们又可以把礼物带到神的面前。
Now we can bring our gifts before God.
因为神给我们一个何等的那干何等的那个美地。
Because He has given such a beautiful land.
它是个应许之地，是迦南流奶与蜜之地。
It is the promised land, a land that flows with milk and honey.
所以弟兄姊妹，每年他们都要来过节。
Every day they want to celebrate the.
他们也见到这许许多多他们自己所有弟兄和睦同居在一起。
And they meet together with all and dwell together with all the brothers.
能不能就不分散了呢
？Can we not be separate?
如果弥赛亚来，就不必再回去了。
If the Messiah comes, you don't have to return.
结果弥赛亚没有回来。
But the Messiah has not yet returned.
他们要准备回去了。
They have to go home.
然后明年再来。
And come back next year.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
到了节期的末日
，At the very end of the feast，
可以说是人最干渴的时候。
You can say that is when man is the most thirsty。
有的人喜欢看篮球。
Some people like to watch basketball.
有的人喜欢看棒球。
Some watch baseball.
花了好多钱呢，就希望能看到很精彩的表演。
They spend a lot of money to be able to see a great event.
但是等到最后三分钟的时候。
But at the very last 3 minutes.
你看见你花的钱100块钱，慢慢就没有了，快没有了。
At that time, your $100 you spent on the tickets is dwindling.
你半场的时候50块就没有了。
At halftime, $50.
现在85块快没有了。
And now $85.
尤其最后三分钟。
And at the last 3 minutes of the game.
你知道人心最饥渴的时候。
That is when you are the most thirsty.
你看见圣经的描写很稀奇的。
It's very amazing the description of
the Bible. 所以以色列人，你看每年又一年又一年，他们来了。
So the people of Israel, year after year after year have come.
然后后来又走了。
And then leave.
因为弥赛亚还没有来。
Because the Messiah did not return.
他们的心真空，永远不能不满。
And their heart was so empty that they cannot be filled.
一个 vacuum.
There's a vacuum.
那个真空从来没有不满过。
And that vacuum was never filled.
他巴不得有一天弥赛亚能够。
They want one day for the Messiah to return.
所以弟兄姊妹，你懂得那个背景。
You understand that background.
等到水真的从圣殿流出来的时候。
When the water truly flows from the temple.
主耶稣站起来告诉说。
Jesus cried out, stood up and
cried out. 人若渴了。
If any man thirsts.
可以到我这里来。
Come to me and drink.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
你们不是等候弥赛亚吗？
Aren't you waiting for the Messiah?
只有弥赛亚能够解决你的感。
Only the Messiah can resolve your thirst.
你们等来等去，你们没有看，没有想到弥赛亚就在你们中。
You've been waiting all this time, and you never saw that the Messiah was amongst you.
你们希望明天弥赛亚来。
You were hoping that tomorrow the Messiah would
arrive. 今天弥赛亚已经在你们中。
But the Messiah today is already amongst you.
但是你们看不见。
But you cannot see it.
因为你们是瞎眼。
Because you are blind.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
在这个时候就说。
At this time, Jesus.
人若渴了，可以到我这儿来。
Any man thirst, come to me and drink.
神的荣耀已经回来了。
God's glory has already returned.
神的荣耀在基督耶稣里面回来了。
God's glory has returned in the person of Jesus.
道已经成为肉身。
The word has become flesh.
他无论到哪里，就把荣耀带到哪里。
Wherever he goes, that's where he brings the glory.
所以老约翰他回想主与主同在的时候。
So the aged John, when he was reminiscing of his time.
无论主耶稣在什么地方。
Wherever the Lord Jesus was.
他说神的帐幕在这里。
He says this is where the temple is. The tabernacle is.
那么在这个会幕里面最重要的乃是神的荣耀。
And the most important in the tabernacle is God's glory.
他说我们也看见过他的荣光。
He said we have seen his glory.
是神儿子的荣光。
The glory of the only begotten Son.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
以色列人等候的这个物质的荣耀。
What the people of Israel are waiting for is a physical glory.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
他们没有想到。
They never thought.
荣耀乃是一个人。
Glory was a person.
所以他们做梦也没有想到。
They would never have
dreamt. 你知道犹太人最难下的分类，最难，尤其拉比最难解释的一个见识就是荣耀。
The most difficult definition that a rabbi could come up with is the matter of glory.
他们想说在这个在什么在约柜的上面有荣耀。
They believe that on top of the altar there is glory.
是有神的荣耀。
Yes, there is God's glory.
他们觉得荣耀是一个现象，是个 phenomena.
They believe that glory is actual phenomena.
那么的的确确一点都不错的。
True.
你看以西结看到那个荣耀。
Ezekiel saw that glory.
你如果我们没有时间去解释那个荣耀。
We don't have time to go to explain that.
那实在是非常荣耀。
But it is a glorious.
你读整本的以西结书，你就明白了那个荣耀的情形。
If you read the whole book of Ezekiel, you'll understand that glory.
那一点都不错的。
That is true.
那么的的确确，这个以色列人是知道说神的荣耀是在至圣所里。
The people of Israel knew that the glory of God was in the Holy of Holies.
所以有一天荣耀回去了。
So one day the glory returned.
他们巴不得有一天能够回来。
They wanted it to come back one day.
他们希望说怎么离开圣殿也怎么样希望回到至圣所。
However, left the temple, they wanted to come back to the Holy of
Holies. 那么就希望有一天弥赛亚就回来了。
So they desire one day the Messiah to return.
但是弟兄姊妹叫他们完全跌破眼，完全想不到。
But they were so astonished, they never thought of this before.
那一位站在他们面前。
The one before them.
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
Before God, he grew up as a tender shoot.
他像根出于干地。
It is like a root on parched ground.
他没有家型美容。
He had no.
没有美丽的脸。
No
comely beautiful.
No beauty of his own.
那不光如此。
But not only.
而且他明明三十岁，人家看他像五十岁一样。
At the age of 30, they thought he looked like 50.
你看他满脸皱纹。
He is full of wrinkles on his face.
他好像非常的辛苦。
And as if he suffered much.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你如果看见过在地上你看见过这样的，你说他不可能是弥赛亚。
If you see that, you say it's impossible.
弥赛亚应该是满面红光，应该像骑在马上的是一个君王。
A Messiah should come like a king, a general that on a horse.
不可能满脸憔悴。
It's impossible to have a face that is all full of wrinkles.
弟兄姊妹，他们不会想到。
They had never thought.
在和他们一同在那个女院里面。
the one that was with them in the women's court.
他们等候神的同在。
They're waiting for God's presence.
他们等候神的荣耀。
They're waiting for God's glory.
他们忘记，他们不知道神的荣耀就在他们中间。
They did not know that God's glory was already there.
所以当我们的主说那句话的时候
，So when our Lord spoke those words,
就是告诉我们说
，That is to tell us.
就是告诉以色列全家说
，And to tell the household of Israel.
你们做梦做了那么久
，You have dreamt for so long.
弟兄姊妹，你们不要忘记
，Don't forget.
荣耀已经回来。
Glory has already returned.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
那你说圣殿在什么地方
？Then you say where's the temple?
如果回来的话，以色列圣殿又是什么样子的
？So what is the temple of the people of Israel?
凡是来到主喝着水的人
，All those who come and drink.
他们永远不再渴。
They for no long.
这个水在他们里面成为一井的泉源。
It will become a well of springing water.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
洗头的时候只是一井的泉源。
At one time, it is only a well of springing water.
但是慢慢这个水会长大，再长大，再长大。
But slowly the water grows and grows.
到了第七章的时候。
And in chapter 7.
我们的主怎么说
？What did our Lord say?
凡信我的人。
All those who believe in me.
凡喝这水的人。
All those who drink of this water.
他们不光不要再渴。
No longer will they not only thirst anymore.
从他们的最深处。
But from their innermost.
那中文是腹中。
And in the, it's in the inner part of the womb.
那这中文是 belly.
That's Chinese.
但是呢，英文原文其实从他们的最深处。
And but in the original, it means the innermost, the very.
最深处是什么
？What is the very?
最深处就是我们的灵嘛。
That is our spirit.
圣灵住在我们的灵里面。
The Holy Spirit abides in our spirit.
神是个灵。
God is a spirit.
所以拜他的用圣灵，需要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
So those who worship Him, worship Him in spirit and in truth.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you see that?
在这里很清楚的。
Very clear.
如果这个信他的人从腹中流出活水的江河来
，If those who believe in him from the innermost come flows flows rivers of water，
你们现在不是看见那个水从圣殿流出来吗
？Now do you see the water flowing from the temple？
所以可见他们就是神的殿
，So they are the temple of God。
圣灵要住在他们里面
，And the Holy Spirit wants to abide in them。
你看见不光神借着基督把荣耀带回来了
，Not only through Christ the glory come back。
当他们聚在一起的时候
，When they gather together，
保罗说你们。就是神的殿
Paul said that you are God's temple.
而且神的殿就是你们
And God's temple is you.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看得很清楚的
So see very clear.
今天你看见吗？旧约的神的殿是木头跟石头这些做的
In the Old Testament, the temple is made with stones and with wood.
不，今天的圣殿是血和肉来做的
But today's temple is made out of flesh and blood.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗
Do you see that?
我们的主好像对他们介绍
Our Lord is introducing.
他们从来做梦也没有想到
They had never imagined.
神的荣耀不止在基督身上
God's glory is not only in Christ
神的荣耀也在这些人身上
But God's glory is among all these people
你看见这些人当他们聚在一起的时候
All these people when they gather together
他们就是神的殿
They are God's temple
现在你看见水从他要有活水从他里面流出来
And you'll see living water flowing from them
就好像现在他们所看见有水从圣殿的门槛一直流下来一样
Just like that water flowing from the threshold
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
你看见吗我们的主好像告诉他们说
Our Lord is telling them,
不光荣耀在基督身上回来了
Not only did the glory come back in Christ
也是在教会身上回来了
But it has also returned through the church
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
现在你明白吗
Now you understand
这个以西结所给我们看见神荣耀的回来在主耶稣那个时候已经实现了
So what Ezekiel showed the glorious return of our Lord that already happened at the time of our
Lord 那是近期的应验是 immediate fulfillment
That is an immediate fulfillment
等到有一天
At one time,
我们主回来的时候
when our Lord returns,
一点都不错
True.
你看在圣地在耶路撒冷的确有以西结所说那个圣殿
At that time we will have the temple at the time
就好像以西结所说的一样
that was explained in Ezekiel
你看见今天我们已经看见荣耀的圣殿
We've seen the glorious temple
但是以色列人还是等到弥赛亚国出现的时候
But they had to wait until when the Messiah would reveal
如果他们还在等那个弥赛亚
And they're still waiting for the Messiah
他们觉得主耶稣不可能是
They felt that Jesus couldn't
等到那一天来到的时候
So when that time arrived
你看见水就要从圣殿流出来了
The water's going to flow from the temple example.
主说你不要等到那一天。
The Lord said, don't wait until that time.
荣耀已经在这里。
Glory is already here.
不止在基督的身上，你看见神的荣耀回来。
Not only in Christ has the glory returned.
你在教会的身上，你也看见他的荣耀回来。
But in the church, the glory has already returned.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
所以现在以弗所书告诉我们说。
Ephesians tells us.
他怎么说呢？
What does it say?
我们不再是外人，你看见吗？
No longer are we strangers.
我们不再是外人。
No longer are
we strangers. 我们乃是神家里的人。
We are of the household of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们本来是外邦人。
We used to be strangers.
没有错的。
True.
我们怎么可能是蒙拣选的族类呢？
How could we be a chosen race?
他们才是。
They are the chosen race.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的主在这里介绍给我们。
Our Lord is introducing us.
是我们主亲自介绍给大家看。
Our Lord himself is introducing us.
给全世界看。
To the whole world,
尤其对以色列的全家
especially to the household,
他们聚在女院里面的时候
when they are gathered in the women's court,
现在我们的主大声做见证
our Lord cried out and testified,
你看见说你看见你看见他们已经不是外人
they no longer are strangers,
所以弟兄姊妹
brother and sister,
你看见这个乃是耶稣基督的启示
This is the revelation of our Lord Jesus.
无论是保罗
whether it be Paul,
无论是彼得
whether it be Peter,
都是根据这个启示
it is according to this revelation.
现在给我们看见
now it shows us.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see this?
本来我们以为说
before we thought,
你要等到荣耀回到以色列中间，荣耀才回来。
The glory only returns if it comes back to the people of Israel.
这里给我们看见一件事
but here we see,
以色列失败了。
The Israel failed.
结果怎么办呢？
What happened?
神就兴起教会来。
So God called out the church.
所以今天教会就站在失败的以色列人地位上。
So the church stands on the position of a failed Israel.
那这一点是非常非常重要。
This is very important.
不过不要忘记。
But don't forget.
神纪念他对亚伯拉罕所立的约。
But God still remembers the covenant that he did with
Abraham. 所以我们知道有一天
So we know one day.
以色列全家都要得救。
The whole household of Israel will be saved.
因为神的拣选从来是不后悔的。
Because God never regrets his choice.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你看见我们不光是蒙拣选的族类。
But not only we are a chosen race.
弟兄姊妹我们不需要等到明天。
We don't have to wait till tomorrow.
讲到永生
when we speak of eternal life,
讲到圣灵浇灌
when we speak of the pouring of the Holy Spirit,
对于以色列人来讲
for the Israelites,
都要等到那一天
they have to wait until that day,
等到弥赛亚来的时候
when the Messiah returns,
在千禧年里 millennium,
in the millennium,
有许多的祝福对不对
there are many blessings, right?
这个就是以色列人所等候的将来黄金的将来
that is the golden age that the people of Israel are waiting for.
你知道世界有两班人
you know in the world there are two people.
他们的将来是在过他们的荣耀在过去
Their glory is in the past
那是罗马人还有希腊人
And the Romans and the Greeks
你看他们每次讲的荣耀都是讲的过去回头看过去
Every time they speak of glory they look back
但是只有两种人
Only two people
他们讲的荣耀是往前看
The glory is in the future
一个是以色列人
One is Israel
他们一直等等希望弥赛亚能够回来
They are waiting for the return of the Messiah
希望千禧年能够回来
They are waiting for the millennium
那时候狮子可以跟绵羊做朋友
When the lion and the lamb can be friends
那时候小朋友可以跟毒蛇做朋友
And when the children can play with snakes
那个时候活一百岁的算是短命的
And living 100 years is short but life
所以我们知道说在那个时候你看见沙漠也能够开出江河来
And at that time you will see rivers flowing out of the desert
这个全世界有一个很大的复兴
And there is a new revival in this whole world
所以弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister
到那个时候耶和华的荣耀要充满全世界
God's glory is going to cover all of the earth
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister
以色列的梦就是那一天的梦
The people of Israel, their dream is that dream
所以讲到这个千禧年的祝福
When we speak of the blessings of the millennium
弟兄姊妹你读圣经你都知道
you, If you read the Bible you understand
那个实在、那个实在好得不能再好
There's nothing better than that
所以我们所以弟兄姊妹以色列人都是盼望那个荣耀的将来
So the people of Israel are waiting for that day
你读到旧约
But when you read the Old
Testament 所有描写千禧年的那些祝福
All the descriptions of the millennium blessings
对我们来说
And when it comes to us
我们已经有了
We already got it.
是今天。
It is today.
你不需要等到将来。
You don't have to wait for the future.
在我们的环境里面，你看主的确在荒漠里面开出江河来。
So in our environment, He has opened up rivers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你去读旧约里面许多的圣经。
When you read the Old Testament, many passages.
不错，有一天都要出现的。
One day it will indeed manifest.
弥赛亚来，你知道那个时候那个世界是个美丽的世界。
When the Messiah arrives, the world will be a beautiful world.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
弥赛亚回来的时候。
When the Messiah
那个世界好像回到伊甸园一样。
That world is as if we're going back to the Garden of Eden.
所以，如果你想知道伊甸园什么情形
，If you want to see how the Garden of Eden is,
你只要看看千禧年什么情形。
Just look at the millennium.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister.
那么还不止如此
，Not only that,
将来还有个永世，还有个 eternity.
Then there we have eternity.
所以以色列人他们都是想着将来，想着有一天。
So the people of Israel are looking for that day.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是对以色列人来讲。
This is for the people of Israel.
你要等多少年？
How many years do you have to wait?
你要等多久?
How long do you have to wait?
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
对基督徒来讲,
For Christians,
永生是今天的。
Eternity is today.
对基督徒来讲,
For Christians,
圣灵的同在是今天的。
The presence of the Holy Spirit is today.
为什么? 因为主说, 你不要等到明天。
The Lord said, don't wait till tomorrow.
今天主就在我们中间。
Today, the Lord is among us.
我们就是蒙拣选的族类。
We are a chosen race.
所以我们要记得。
So let us remember.
蒙拣选的族类不光是我们像以色列人一样。
We are a chosen race, not only like the people of Israel.
不,这里有两点。
There's two points.
第一点。
First point.
以色列人失败了。
The people of Israel failed.
靠着主的恩典。
But by the mercy of God,
叫我们能够不失败。
We don't fail.
我们能够回到神当初对以色列人那个有一个盼望，结果在他们身上失望了，在我们身上完全得到了。
The hope that God had on the people of Israel today in us, God can gain.
第二点。
The second point.
那么我们和以色列人选民不同在哪里呢
？What is the difference between us and the people?
都是蒙拣选的族类。
Yes, we are all chosen.
他们如果要千禧年的祝福的话
，If they want the blessings of the millennium,
他们要等等等，一直等到哪一天。
They have to wait until that day.
但是弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
等的时候就是他们真心中填不满的时候。
When they are waiting is when their hearts cannot be filled.
那就是他们干渴的时候。
That is when they thirst.
所以你今天就问那些不信主的犹太人。
So today when you ask those unbelieving Jews,
他们不能告诉你。
They cannot tell you.
他心中有一种说不出来的不满足。
They have in their hearts something that cannot be satisfied.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
原因在什么地方
？What's the reason?
为什么他们要得住全世界
？Why do they want to gain the whole world?
因为他心中不满足。
Because their hearts are not filled.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Satisfied.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
今天我们这些喝了主所赐的水就永远不渴
We who drink from that water from our Lord forever will not thirst.
所以当你读旧约
When you read the Old Testament,
所有千禧年的祝福
All the blessings of the millennium,
通通是我们的
is ours.
而且是今天的
And it is of today.
你不是必等到那
You don't have to wait until that day.
以色列人等的那一天圣灵才浇灌下来
On that day, the people of Israel wait. That's when the Holy Spirit descends upon
them. 感谢主两千年前圣灵已经浇灌下来
2,000 years ago, that already was the point of the
Holy Spirit. 圣灵已经把我们进城工作一个身体
The Holy Spirit has baptized us already into one body.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
你看见神的旨意在教会身上
God's will is in the church.
那么这什么意思呢
What does that mean?
对我们来讲
，for us
是把千禧年祝福提前享受了。
It's actually bringing forth beforehand the millennium blessing, so we can experience it.
这告诉我们什么
？What does that tell us?
告诉我们是神的旨意是在教会身上完成的。
It says that the will of God is accomplished in the church.
所以你看，你教会不能失败。
So the church cannot fail.
如果教会失败的话
，if the church fails,
神的旨意怎么办呢
？What happens to God's will?
因为以色列人失败的，所以有教会。
Because the people of Israel failed, that's why we have
the church. 如果教会再失败的话
，if the church were also to fail,
神的旨意怎么办呢
？What happens to God's will?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没
？So do you see that?
在这里。教会不能失败。
The church cannot fail.
你看见今天神一定要建筑基督一定要建造他的教会。
Christ has to build his church.
所以这一点我想我们非常清楚的。
It's very clear.
所以一面你看见说神的旨意能在我们身上完成。
On one hand, God's will can be accomplished in our lives.
所以你看讲到神旨意的主流 mainstream 的时候
，When you speak of the mainstream of God's will,
你看见教会是那个主流。
You will see that the church is the mainstream.
教会乃是在神永远的旨意里面。
The church is in the eternal purpose of God.
结果以色列人
Then the people of Israel,
他们反而是补课的
They are actually filling in.
补课什么意思？就是说你我举个例子。
I'll give you an example.
你在读大学的时候。
When you're in a college.
结果呢，有一门课你当掉了。
And you fail one course.
结果到了暑假的时候。
In the summer.
老师说你可以补课。
The teacher says you could take a remedial course.
这个暑假应该到处去玩耍的时候。
You can actually during the summer you can go.
你应该到欧洲去到别的地方。
You go to Europe and travel.
结果现在呢，你要补那个课。
But now you have to take a remedial.
因为什么呢？因为如果你要四年毕业的话
，If you want to graduate in 4 years，
这个学校不会降低标准的。
The school will not lower its level。
所以呢，现在好了，你如果要毕业的话，你还得补那个课。
If you want to graduate, you have to take a remedial.
你看这些学生，他们已经上去了。
All these students have gone up。
你看见没有？他们当这些人在玩的时候，他们在那里用功的。
When they're playing, they're actually studying。
所以到了暑假，他们可以去玩了。
So during the vacation time in the summer, they
can go play。那么你要在那里用功。
But you have to start working.
所以这叫什么？叫做补课，是不是
？That means you have a remedial course.
所以同样的
，the same way.
你看见吗？将来到了千禧年的时候
，in the millennium.
感谢主
，thank the Lord.
你看见说，那个时候是我们与主一同作王的时候。
That is when we are together with our Lord as King.
但是对以色列人来讲
，but for the people of Israel.
你看见他们应该在2000年前五旬节降临，他们应该学那个功课了。
They should have learned that 2000 years ago at Pentecost.
他们抗拒神，不要神。
But they rejected God.
弟兄姊妹，结果你看他们要补课了。
Now they have to be remedial.
结果圣灵降在他们身上。
And the Holy Spirit was poured out on them.
结果神已经用他儿子的血和我们立了新约了。
And God has used the blood of His Son for a new covenant.
那么结果呢？等到他们后来，他们也得要补这个课。
And they have to take those remedial courses.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Do you understand?
许多时候我们读到这些圣经，我们糊涂了。
Well, many times we get confused when we read.
神的话是很清楚，很清楚。
God's word is very clear.
所以。弟兄姊妹，这什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
对我们来讲
，For us，
凡是将来的都变成今天的。
Whatever's of the future is of today。
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters。
你看见吗？对于以色列人来讲
，For the people of Israel，
他们讲我应当怎样做，我才能进入永生
？They say I have to do this to be able to enter into eternity。
不要忘记，在圣经里面指的进入永生。
That is enter into eternity。
对他们来讲，永生是个范围，是个 sphere。
For them, eternal life is but a sphere。
弟兄姊妹。如果你陪他们等，要等很久很久很久。
If you have to be, if you are with them, you have to wait for a long time.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们自从喝了主所赐的水。
Ever since we drink of.
从我们的腹中要流出活水的江河。
From our innermost will flow rivers of living water.
那所有将来千禧年所有的祝福，今天都已经享受。
And all the blessings of the millennium today we can get.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们就得着永生了。
We already have eternal life today.
有的人以为得永生这件事，等到我们死的时候才能。
Many people think that only after we die can we use eternal life.
好像买保险一样。
It's like we buy insurance.
有的保险要你死了才能用的。
Many times insurance you can only collect after die.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天我们就能够得着永生。
But today we can gain eternal life.
对我们来讲，永生是永远的生命，是个生命。
Eternal life is a life.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
？You see that?
今天因着以色列人弃绝神的缘故
，Because the people of Israel rejected our.
到了有一天，你看见吗？他们还得要补那个课。
They will have to take a remedial course.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里你就看得很清楚了。
Very clear.
我们是蒙拣选的族类，是何等的族类。
We are a chosen race. We are a privileged race.
不错，本来我们是外邦人。
Yes, before we were aliens.
但现在我们和以色列一样，都是蒙拣选的族类。
We are like the people of Israel, all chosen race.
但是弟兄姊妹
，Well, brothers and sisters,
我们是属天的。
We are heavenly.
主把天给我们。
The Lord has given us the heaven.
主把地给以色列。
And He has given the earth to the people.
所以你要小心，不要和他们做生意。
So be careful when you do business with them.
你和他做生意的话
，When you do business with
them, 神祝福他，把所有的地都赐给他。
God has blessed them and the earthly blessings.
所以你口袋的钱就跑他口袋里面。
So the money that you do,
因为你和他做生意嘛
，goes to them because.
因为神应许给他们地嘛。
Because God has promised the earth.
但神是把天给我们。
But He has given us the heaven.
所以亚伯拉罕有两班的子孙。
So Abraham has two sides of descendants.
一个是属地的子孙。像海边的沙那么多。
One is the descendants on the earth, just as number of the sand.
那是以色列人。
That is the people of Israel.
他们是蒙拣选的族类。
Those are the chosen race.
他们神的选民没有错。
They are the chosen people.
但是弟兄们，你读圣经。
But if you read the Bible,
我们更是。
We even more.
弟兄姊妹，你看见，本来我们想也不要想。
We never had thought that.
我们觉得能和他们一干排排一排排坐一班刀就很好了。
We thought that if we could just even sit with them, that would
be enough. 没有弟兄，比那个不一样，差太远太远。
But no, it's very, very different.
你现在明白吗？
Do you understand?
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故，
for this reason,
永生已经开始了。
The eternity has already begun.
天堂已经开始了。
Heaven has already begun.
今天，我们今天你看，那天已经来到了地上。
Heaven has already come on earth.
是这教会把天。带到地上来。
It is the church that brought earth on, heaven onto earth.
天堂是天堂，因为神在那里。
Heaven is heaven because God is there.
天堂，地狱是地狱，因为神不在那里。
Hell is hell because God is not there.
感谢主。
Thank you.
今天只要基督徒不管在什么地方。
As long, no matter where Christians
are. 他可以在监牢里。
They can be in jail.
他可以在病床上。
They can be on the, hospital bed.
那他可以在各种不同的环境里。
They can be wherever.
无论他们在哪里
no matter where they are,
你看天就在哪里
the heaven, that's where heaven is.
不错有一天我们是要到天堂那个范围里面去
yes, one day we're going to go into the sphere of the heaven.
但天已经开始
but heaven has already begun.
因为荣耀已经开始
because glory has already begun.
祝福已经开始
blessing has already begun.
哦弟兄姊
brothers and sisters,
你如果能明白旧约的话
if you can understand the Old Testament,
你就知道是今天我们蒙的恩典福气是何等何等的大
you will see we have recipients of such great blessings.
所以我想这是很清楚了。
We believe this very clear.
我们把以弗所书的第二章的话，把昨天晚上我们所说的，把它综合在一起。
So we are gathering together everything, summarizing what we shared yesterday.
我想这幅图画应该是非常非常清楚。
So that way the picture is very clear.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主不光是给我们保罗的指示，主也给了彼得的指示。
The Lord not only gave us the ministry of Paul, but also of Peter.
所以现在我们需要保罗、彼得。给我们加上更清楚的解释。
So now we want to see Peter's even clearer explanation.
好，现在我们要回到彼得后，彼得前书。
So let us turn back to First Peter.
那我们来看彼得前书是怎么说的。
Let us see what First Peter says.
第九节，第二章第九节。
Chapter 2, verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类
But you are a chosen race
那弟兄姊妹你把唯有两个字拿掉
If you take but you
你们是被拣选的族类
You say you are a chosen race
但是现在彼得不是这么说
But Peter did not say that
彼得说唯有你们是被拣选的族类
But you are a chosen race
想想看弟兄姊妹
Think about this
我们知道以色列人是神的选民
The people of Israel are the chosen people of God.
但是彼得的口气。
But Peter's,
the way he presented.
The way he presented.
你看见给你的感觉好像只有你们是蒙拣选的族类。
Gives you the feeling that only you are the chosen.
所以弟兄姊妹，你如果读他的语气很清楚的。
So the way he expresses himself.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
But you are a chosen people.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
我们像以色列一样，好像就是选民，神的选民，对不对
？Are we like the people of Israel, like the chosen people, right?
但在这里加上一句。
But here it adds one phrase.
你们是有君尊的祭司。
You are a royal priesthood.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们讲到神的选民。
When we speak of God's chosen.
我们就是神家里的人。
That we are the household of God.
我们能和神做邻居已经很高兴了。
We can be neighbors with our Lord. That is already.
等到以色列人在女院里面聚集，他们说：“你看，神是我们就在隔壁。
”And the women's court, they could say, "God is beside us."
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你要讲到全世界有一般人离开神很近的话，当然是这些人，对不对
？If you want to see the people who are closest to God, it is of course these.
但是这里不止如此。
But not only that.
讲到蒙拣选的族类的时候
，When you speak of a chosen race,
他第一。讲到君尊的祭司
The first thing he mentions is a royal priesthood.
弟兄姊妹，我们已经说过了。
We've already mentioned.
我们这些外邦人如果到外邦人的院的话
If we aliens go going to the Gentile court,
我们觉得神很近，我们也觉得神很远。
We feel at the same time that he's, the God is close, but also far.
我们觉得很近，因为我们在已经到了圣殿了。
We feel it's close because we're already at the temple.
我们觉得很远，因为有一道墙。
We feel he's far because there's a dividing wall.
我们巴不得能像那些人在女院的一样。
We desire to be just like those in the women's court.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
你知道说
，You know,
不错，在女院已经很靠近。
In the women's court, you're very near.
但在这些人里面
，But in these people,
神又拣选了一半。
God has chosen the people.
在十二个支派里面
，Among the 12 tribes,
神拣选了一个支派。
God chose one tribe.
叫做利未支派。
The Levites.
在利未支派里面
，And the Levite tribe.
神拣选了一个家。
God chose a home,
叫做亚伦这个家
and the house of the family of Aaron.
请我们记得
Let us remember.
在拣选里面好像有拣选
In the choice,
do
you see that?
这些人是拣选的族类
These are chosen race.
已经很靠近神了
Very close to God.
我相信以色列人每年过完节回去都开心得不得了
And the people of Israel must be very happy once they celebrate the feast.
但是弟兄，他们想想看
But if they thought.
在拣选里面又有拣选
Among the choice, even more choice.
还有一般人好像比这些人更珍贵
Another choice of people even more glorious.
当然男丁可以进到以色列人院
Yes, the men can go into the men's court.
这个可以的，你带着礼物进去的
Bring gifts.
但是到此为止
But that's it.
你看见吗？你不能再进去。
You cannot move forward.
为什么
？Why?
因为你犹大支派的。
Because you are of the tribe of Judah.
为什么
？Why?
因为你是西面支派的。
Because you're the tribe of Simeon.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister.
现在问题，你是不是利未支派的
？Are you of the tribe of Levi?
你是不是亚伦一家的
？Are you of the family of Aaron?
如果你是亚伦一家的
，If you are the family of Aaron,
你看他们能够进到。外院去
They can enter the outer court.
他们能够到祭坛去
They can go to the altar.
是他们牵着牛和羊去
They are the ones who bring the bulls.
他们如果不牵牛和羊，我们的罪就以色列人罪就留在那里。
If they did not bring the bulls and goats, then the sins will be out.
结果他们把牛和羊牵去了。
And so they bring the bulls and the goats.
牛和羊为这些以色列人赎罪。
And it is for the atonement of the sin.
这个牛和羊就流出血来了。
And they shed their blood.
那血做什么事呢
？What does the blood do?
这个血就把那个罪就把它遮盖了。
That blood covers the sin.
旧约所有的罪都是遮盖，没有除掉的。
In the Old Testament, all the sin is but covered by the blood, not eliminated.
罪还在那里。
Still there.
这个 atonement 这个字原文就是遮盖的意思。
The atonement means the covering.
所以旧约你看见吗？所有牛和羊的血不能够除去人的罪。
All of the blood of bulls and goats cannot eliminate sin.
不过血可以把它遮盖起来了。
But it can only be covered.
好像叫神看不见一样。
So that God cannot see it.
好像。
As if God cannot see.
但事实上，我们的罪还在那里。
But we know that in actuality, the sin is still there.
但是不管怎么样。
But no matter what.
你看见说，我们需要祭司进到院里面。
We need the priest to enter into the court.
然后罪才能够得到解决。
And then sin can be resolved.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
有的可以再进到圣所里面去。
Others can enter the holy place.
他们可以来到香坛面前。
They can come to the altar of incense.
然后他们可以来到这个陈设饼的桌子。
And they can come to the table of showbread.
然后他们可以来到这个金灯台那里。
And to the golden candlestick.
哦，你非常羡慕。
Oh, you're very admiring.
你看见吗？利未人普通不能够做这个事的。
The Levites cannot normally do that.
利未人可以做比较粗重的工作。
The Levites can do other things that are a little more
利未人可以唱诗也不错
They can sing very well.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
他们已经很靠近神了
They are so near to God.
他们唱的诗歌神也听得见
The hymns that they sing God can hear.
他们知道他们是何等荣耀何等有权力的一般人
They knew they were a privileged people.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
巴不得能像这些祭司一样
They hope to be just like the priests.
他们能够亲近神
They can draw nigh to God.
能够来到神的面前
Come before God's presence.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
他们是代表以色列人
They represented the people of
Israel. 人应该不可能亲近神的
People should not be able to draw nigh to God.
现在因着血的缘故不要忘记是因着血的缘故
But because of the blood, don't forget.
所以他们现在赶到圣所里面去
Now they can come in, dare come into the holy place.
那每年有一次
And then once a year.
到了七月十号的时候
On the 10th day of the 7th month.
那么结果你看见大祭司每年就要带着血就要进到至圣所去。
The high priest will bring blood into the holy of holies.
那弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
听，据传说啊
，tradition says，
这大祭司进去的时候啊
，when the holy priest，
有一个绳子拉着他的
，there is a string tied to him。
因为万一他被神击杀的话
，if because if it was killed by God，
没有人可以跑进去，进去你也被击杀了。
Nobody can go in to take him out。
所以一定要把那个绳子拉出来才行。
So then they would pull him out with the string。
所以大家很紧张啊。
So everybody's very nervous。
因为万一大祭司到那里，忽然间心脏发作就 attack， 那就是被击杀了嘛。
Well, what if he had a heart attack as soon as he goes in? Then he would.
所以一面你要注意的听。
So on one hand you need to listen。
你听那个铃铛的声音。
When you hear the bells。
那就知道他还活着。
You know that he's still alive。
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这是一幅图画，很重要的图画。
That is a very important picture。
没有一个人。 人可以站在神面前可以站得住的。
Nobody can stand before God.
但是大祭司带着血。
But the high priest with blood.
所以他能来到神的面前。
He can come before the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹不要忘记。
Don't forget, brothers and sisters.
严格说来。
Strictly speaking.
这个血，这些，这个不过是一个影子，一个 shadow 一样。
That this blood is but a shadow.
这个乃是给我们看见有一天。
It shows us that one day.
只有主耶稣所流的血。
Only the blood shed by our Lord.
而只有主耶稣是大祭司。
Only He is the high priest.
他带着在十字架上所流的血。
He will bring the blood He shed on the cross.
所以他能来到天上的至圣所。
He can come to the holy of holies.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
你看见严格说了，牛和羊的血都不用，没有用的。
Strictly speaking, the blood of animals is no use.
但是这个对以色列人是个很重要的教育。
But it is a very important lesson to the people.
每年都这样。
It's the same thing every
year. 他每年都知道。
Every year they know.
没有一个人可以在神面前站立得住。
Nobody can stand before God.
一定要带着羔羊的血才，带着血才行。
They have to bring blood with them.
但是那些血只能够遮盖，不能出去。
But that blood can only cover, not eliminate.
在旧约永远是遗憾。
And that is forever the regret in the Old Testament.
永远遗憾，因为永远不完全。
Because forever it is not complete.
好像比外邦人好得多了。
It's as if you're better than the Gentiles.
你看见，只要你献祭了，只要有羔羊的血、羊的血、牲畜的血，你就可以靠亲近了。
So、as long you sacrifice, as long you have the blood, you can draw nigh.
但你读希伯来书的话
，But if you read Hebrews,
世上没有用的
，It's no use.
如果有用，主耶稣不需要来了。
If it was useful, if it was effective,
如果需要的话，主耶稣不要为我们钉十字架了。
Jesus would not have to die on the cross for us.
因为主要预备他们的心情。
But because the Lord had to prepare their heart.
要他们预备，有一天主耶稣来了，他们看见神的羔羊。
That one day they would see the Lamb of God when Jesus came.
除去世人罪孽。
That he would take away the sin of the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，每年每年，神是在那里教育这些以色列人。
Year after year, God was teaching the people of Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这些都是有遗憾的。
All this is of regret.
这个都好像表演，都跟是 show 一样，每年就是一个 show.
It's as if the only thing you see is a show.
但是他们从来没有得到实在的好处。
But they never got the benefit of the reality.
但是弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
每年都这样，都这样，都这样。但现在起码他们懂得了。
Year after year after year is the same.
没有人可以亲近神。
Nobody can draw nigh to God.
只一般人可以亲近。
Only a certain people can.
是拣选族类里面最拣选的一个家。
Those who are chosen, plus those chosen. In the chosen one.
为什么神拣选他们
？Why did God choose them？
为什么神拣选亚伦一家的人
？Why did God choose the family of Aaron？
你知道以色列人拜金牛犊是谁闯的祸的
？Who was the one who caused the problem of them worshiping the golden
calf？ 谁告诉他们把耳环拿下来什么，然后就变成这个东西
？Who was the one who told them to take the jewelry off to melt into the golden calf？
所以，亲爱的弟兄们，为什么神拣选亚伦一家
？Why did God choose the household of Aaron？
你讲不出道理来的。
There's no reason.
神的拣选好像不讲道理的。
God's choices doesn't make sense.
但有一件事。
But there's one thing.
的确是有一般人可以一直进到这一个这只有这般人有权进到圣所，有权进到至圣所。
Only these people had the right to go into the holy place and the holy of holies.
那么现在清楚了。
Now clear.
你每次登上圣殿山的时候
，Every time you go to the Temple Mount.
我们是远方的人，你看见吗
？We are very from far away.
所以保罗说你们是远方的人。
Paul says that you are far away.
我们都是远远的人。
We are from far, far.
因为那道墙告诉我们离开圣很远很远。
Because that dividing wall shows that we're far away from God.
现在以色列人好像进步一点。
Now the people of Israel are one step ahead.
他们已经到了女院了。
They're already at the women's court.
我们说神的同在就在隔壁了。
We said that God's presence is our neighbor.
但是弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
你看呢？有祭司比他们好像更有尊荣。
The priests, as if they had even more royalty into it.
这些人很有荣耀，很有尊荣。
They are very glorious. They have a glory to them.
你看见吗
？Do you see that?
神是万王之王，万主之主。
God is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
但这些人。他们能进到王宫里面去。
They can actually enter the palace.
他们好像天天能看见神的面。
They can daily see God's face.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？You see that?
他们能够在那个圣所里面，要么就是这个修剪那个什么灯台里面的灯啊，什么灯灯灯灯。
And in the holy place, they can actually fix and deal with the candlestick.
表面上很忙碌。
On the surface, as if they were.
哦，好像做了很多事。
As if they've done much.
不过你不要忘记啊。
But don't forget.
这个祭司是不可以流汗的。
The priest cannot sweat.
所以有的衣服有一种的东西是不能穿的，对不对？我不告诉你什么东西，你们要回去查查看。
So I'm not going to tell you, but there are certain things they can't wear.
为什么不能穿那个衣服呢？
Why can't they wear that clothing?
因为你穿那个衣服要流汗的。
Because if you wear that, you'll sweat.
汗乃是肉体里面分泌出来的东西。
Sweat is something that comes out of the flesh.
所以没有一个基督徒可以流汗的，你看见吗？
The Christians cannot sweat.
我们在神面前侍奉神，我们不能用属肉体的东西。
When we serve God before Him, we cannot use flesh.
所以他们忙得很，做这个做那个做那个。做那个、
They are so busy doing this, this, and that.
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
他们知道他们是全世界最幸福的人。
They knew they are the most blessed people in the world.
因为他们是最靠近神。
Because they are the closest to God.
想想大祭司。
Think about the high priest.
哦，大祭司，他可以说为什么神拣选我？
Well, he can, the high priest can say, why did you choose me?
全世界有千千万万的人。
There are myriads of people in the world.
但是只有他带着牛羊的血。
Only he, bringing with the blood of the animals,
一年一度能来到至圣所。
Once a year can come to the Holy of Holies.
他看见在约柜上面有基路伯。
And on the altar there are cherubim.
基路伯向来是看守神的荣耀的。
Cherubim is the one guarding God's glory.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见居然他在神的荣耀面前他没有被击杀。
And actually, before God's glory, he was not killed.
一定有道理的，是不是？
There has to be a reason.
道理在什么地方？
And what is that reason?
当然跟血发生关系。
Of course, it has to do with blood.
这是很重要的功课。
This is a very important lesson.
给我们看见说。
It shows us.
那这里有一个人是很亲近神，不错。
Somebody who has drawn nigh to God.
这是神给他特别的恩典。
God has given him special grace.
但是我们要说。
But we have to say.
这是拣选中的拣选的拣选。
That is the chosen one among the chosen one among the chosen.
我再说。
I'll say that again.
从全世界拣选了一个族类。
Out of the whole world, you choose one race.
他们有资格聚在女人院。
They have the right to gather in the women's court.
然后从这里面就有一个拣选亚伦一家的人。
And among them, you have another choice.
好，他们可以忙着祭坛，忙着很多的事情。
And they can actually deal with many different things in the temple.
啊，那忙了很多，但是呢，在这么多人里面。
But among all these people.
你看见吗？就一个人。
Just one person.
那就是亚伦家里面的大祭司。
The high priest in the household of Aaron.
那我们可以说他是最尊荣的。
We can say he is the most glorious.
想想看，只有他能见万王之王的面。
Think about it. He is the only one who can see the King of Kings.
有哪一个尊荣比这个尊荣更大？
What glorious is more glory than that?
所以弟兄姊妹。你说他是拣选中的拣选中的拣选。
You can say that he is the choice of the choice of the choice.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个人应该到了顶天了。
He has probably reached the peak.
所以啊，在以色列人中间，他们有两个位置，他们希望。
So there are two positions that the people of Israel like.
一个是第一号，一个一定是第二号。
One is the
number one and number two. 这个第一号当然是大祭司。
Number one is the high priest.
那第二号什么呢
？What's number two?
第二号就是撒加利亚要做的事情。
Is what Zechariah does.
你记不记得他不是抽签，然后他去烧香吗
？Do you remember when they drew lots and he actually went to burn incense?
那个烧香不是普通的烧香。
That burning of incense was not very.
当他抽到签烧那个香的时候
，When he drew lot and he burned that incense,
那么所有的百姓都在外面祷告。
All the people outside were praying.
因为那个香啊，乃是代表那个祷告。
Because that incense represented the prayer.
不过路加福音那个祷告乃是全国性的祷告。
But that prayer in Luke was a universal prayer.
因为到了现在，弥赛亚还没有回来。
Because until that point, the Messiah had not.
所以他们要有一个祷告，催促弥赛亚回来。
So they had to have a prayer to hasten the return.
所以你看见。所以你如果读路加福音的话
So if you read Luke
那么你就很清楚一开始圣经就给我们看见撒加利亚在哪里
So you will see at the very beginning that Zechariah was
他抽到签了
He drew the lot
你知道他一辈子只抽一个签就这么一次
You know that throughout his whole life
那是很大很大的尊荣
It's a great glory
那么所有的百姓在外面祷告
And all the people outside were praying
结果他就代表整个的百姓在神面前祷告
And he represented all the people to pray
那个祷告什么祷告
What was that prayer?
那个祷告就是巴不得弥赛亚能够早一点回来
He wanted it hoping that the Messiah would return soon
所以感谢主
So thank the Lord
你看见吗等到后来天使就跟撒加利亚出现，就说不要害怕。
And then the angel said to Zacharias, do not be afraid.
因为你的祈祷已经被听见了。
Because your prayer has already been heard.
我们呢,因为太爱这个撒加利亚了。
Maybe because we love Zacharias too
much. 因为我们爱约翰,失去约翰,他这个,他老不生啊,老不生,所以大概撒加利亚在身边常常祷告。
And because we love John the Baptist and he wasn't born yet, so we pray for Zacharias.
我们读那段圣经,因为你的祷告与祈祷已经被听见了。
Because your prayer has already been answered.
这是个很大的误会。
It's already a big
misunderstanding.
That petition was a universal prayer.
你的祷告已经被听见了，什么意思呢？
Your prayer has been heard.
弥赛亚就要来了。What
does that mean? The Messiah is to come.
不过弥赛亚来以前，你的儿子要做先锋。But
before the Messiah to come, your son will be the forerunner.
所以你的妻子伊丽莎白要给你生一个儿子。So
your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son.
你懂吗？这是第二号。This
is number two.
所有的祭司他们都希望有一天抽签抽到做什么？ 因为大祭司是没办法，大祭司就是大祭司。
Because all of them wanted to draw, be able to draw the lot. The high priest is a high priest.
那祭司都是一样的。
And the priests are the same.
那为什么撒加利亚能够有这样的祷告呢？
So why could Zacharias have this prayer?
每一个祭司最大的愿望就希望能有这样的祷告。
The greatest desire of a priest was to have this prayer.
而这个祷告神常常是听的。
And this prayer God listened to.
你看你撒加利亚那么一个祷告。
And that prayer, Zacharias,
主耶稣来了嘛？
Jesus
你看主耶稣已经在怀里，在玛利亚怀里面。
Jesus was already in the womb of Mary.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看你稀奇不稀？你看稀奇不稀？
Is this amazing?
所以你如果仔细读这一段圣经，你就明白了。
If you carefully read this section, it's very clear.
我把我刚才的话稍微收回来一下。
I'm going to actually retrieve one word. Said.
我们不讲很详细的哈。
I'm not going to be very specific.
不管怎么样，我们知道说施洗约翰是大了一点，对不对？
John the Baptist is actually 是比主耶稣要大一点，就所以他是先锋，不错。So that's why he's the forerunner.
但是无论如何，在这个时候，我们知道说主耶稣是很快就要来。But
we knew no matter what that Jesus is about.
他没有多久就要降生在马槽里。Very
soon he will be born in a manger.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个祷告已经听见了。So
this prayer has already been heard.
所以从这里你就知道说这是第二号人物。Now
you see this is number two.
所以弟兄姊妹。 现在明白吗？如果你是在蒙拣选的族类里面，
if you are among the chosen race,
你就在女院里面，
and even though you're women's court,
你很满足了，
you're very satisfied.
感谢主，
thank the Lord.
我们回去明年再来。
We're going to go home next year. We come again.
但如果你真的爱神，
but if you love God,
你真的巴不得能亲近神，
and you really desire to be drawn nigh to Him,
那你心中有一个愿望，
you have a desire in your heart.
哦，巴不得我能像祭司。
I desire to be so much like a priest.
但是不要忘记，祭司是拣选来的。
But don't forget, the priest was chosen.
你是犹大支派，你没有被拣选。You
are of the tribe of Judah. You can't be chosen.
所以你永远是遗憾。So
forever you'll regret.
所以弟兄姊妹，brothers
and sisters,
在旧约，
in the Old Testament,
你可以做拣选的子民。
You can be a chosen people.
但是你会有遗憾的。
But you'll have a regret.
你已经很亲近神。
You are drawn nigh to God.
有人比你还要亲近。
But there's someone even closer than you.
所以现在弟兄姊妹，你明白这幅图画。
Do you understand this picture?
你登到圣殿山的时候，
When you're at the Temple Mount,
我想你已经就很清楚这件事。
You'll see it's very clear.
所以那个图画就是这样的一幅图画。
And that is the picture.
但这个图画是为了叫我们来明白。
But this picture is so that we can understand.
所以现在很稀奇。
So very amazing.
你们唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
You are a chosen race.
但是下面怎么说呢？
But what does it say later?
而且立刻说是有君尊的祭司。
Immediately it says you are a royal priesthood.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
你是皇家的人， royal family.
You are from the royal family.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
你可以天天看见神的。
Every day you can see God.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在你明白了。
讲到蒙拣选的族类， When you speak of the chosen race,
现在你看见主把我们放在一个什么样的位置上？
You will see what position that the Lord puts us in.
好了，现在我们要慢一点。
Now we have to slow down.
我们要问为什么以色列有遗憾？
We have to ask why do the people
以色列遗憾从什么地方来的？
What is their regret?
你如果仔细读这一节圣经的话，
If you read this carefully,
你知道这节圣经完全隐约旧约的圣经。
This actually follows of Old Testament passage.
你如果把这节圣经读好读，我们再把它读一遍好吧？然后我们再读旧约一对照，你就清楚了。
So let us read it again and then compare it with the Old Testament.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession.
Now, 被拣选的族类下面有三样东西。
After the chosen race, there are three things.
第一是君尊的祭司。
First, a royal priesthood.
第二是圣洁的国度。
Secondly, a holy nation.
这个国度其实应该翻译成国民，是圣洁的国民。
Actually, this word nation should be transferred people.
第三是属神的子民。
And third, a people for God's own
possession. 神可以说，你们是我们的子民，我是你们的神。
And God can say, you are my people, I am your God.
弟兄姊妹，这句话。神不只说过一次。
The Lord did not just say that once.
这是第二次。
This is the second time he said that.
第一次是在3500年前。
The first time he said it was 3,500 years.
当以色列人从埃及被呼召出来以后。
When the people were called out of Israel, called out of Egypt.
那弟兄姊妹，神约好要和以色列人相会。
God wanted to meet them.
非常有意思。
It's very important.
我们好不好复习那一段故事？稍微复习一下。
Let us review that story.
你如果仔细读圣经
If you read carefully the Bible,
圣经说我从埃及召出我的儿子来
The Bible says that I have called out my son out of Egypt
那我们读出埃及记
When we read Exodus
我们常常想到我们就像从前以色列一样
We feel that we are just like the people of Israel
法老就像撒旦一样
Pharaoh is just like Satan
所以我们在撒旦底下做苦工
So under Satan we do a lot of work
我们做了罪的奴隶
And we are the slaves to sin
所以以色列的哀声就达到神的耳朵
So the cry of the people of Israel arrives to God's ear
那神就可怜他们
And God has mercy
所以神就打发摩西就去把以色列人拯救出来
So God sends Moses to save the people of Israel
所以以色列人就不再做奴隶了
So the people of Israel no longer are slaves
后来就进到迦南
They enter into Canaan
后来的故事我们都知道
And then we know the story.
所以每次我们讲这个故事的时候
Every time we see the story,
我们都是从以色列可怜的光景开始讲起
We see the sad part of Israel we begin with
你看见吗以法老要他们做砖烧砖但又不把草给他们
Pharaoh wants to have them burn bricks but they don't give them straw
你要马儿好要马儿不吃草
But then you want a horse and you don't allow the horse to eat the grass
所以你看见吗这就是法老所做的事情
This is what Pharaoh did
我们前不久我们1991年的时候我们到过埃及
In 1991 we went to Egypt
我们就到过苏格就是歌山那个地方
And we actually went to Sukkot
Sukkot 就是歌山歌山那个地方
And the area of Goshen
那么就在那里我们找到一个土堆
And there we saw a pile of dirt
那个土堆、啊、是考古学家发现出来的那些土砖
And that pile of dirt was actually what the archaeologists found as bricks
那个土砖没有草的
And in those dirt bricks there were no straw
那个就是3500年前的故事
That is a story of 3500 years ago
我们的 Jason 弟兄是个摄影专家他真的就把那个把它拍下来
And our brother Jason is actually a photographer and actually took the pictures
他还拍了一个有草的砖有草的土墙
And actually he found a wall with a had bricks
所以你把这两个对在一起的时候
If you compare these two
弟兄姊妹你看见以色列人真的很可怜
And the people of Israel are really pretty sad
他们没有砖就是尼罗河两旁的泥巴然后烧烘干了，然后就变成砖。
They didn't really have brick. They only could gather the dirt and then burn it into a.
那么如果砖要牢靠的话，它需要有一点稻草啊、麦草放在里面。
But if you wanted a sturdy brick, you actually had to have straw in it.
但是结果他并不把草给他们，让他们自己去找捡那个草。
Pharaoh wouldn't give them any straw.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
现在你看到考古学家发现那些土砖的时候没有草，你知道你看以色列人真是苦啊。
So when the archaeologists discovered this brick with no straw, you can see how much the people of Israel.
这个是你从以色列的角度来看。
This is from the viewpoint of the people of
Israel. 但是如果从神的角度来看
But if you go from the viewpoint of God,
神不是这么想的
God never thinks
不错我们得救蒙恩因为我们本来是个罪人
Yes, we were saved because we were sinners.
我们真是苦啊谁能救我呢
We are so suffer so much. Who can save us?
所以你看见吗等到我们落在苦难中结果有一天听见福音我们就得救了
We were among suffering, but when we heard the gospel, we were saved.
所以我们得救的故事就好像以色列人故事一样
So the story of our salvation is like that of the people of Israel.
但你听听神怎么解释这段故事
But when you see how God explains the story,
神怎么说？神怎么说呢
？What did God say?
神说：“我从埃及召出我的儿子来。”
God said, "I called my son out of Egypt."
你明白吗？神把这以色列人当作儿子。
He actually considered the people of Israel his son.
他把他们召出来有个目的的。
He called them out with a purpose.
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
神把埃及人把以色列人放在埃及。
God put the people of Israel in Egypt.
就好像老鹰啊，把那些小鹰放在这个最高的地方，谁也碰不到它。
Just like the eagle putting the eaglets in the very high place.
因为在尼罗河，在埃及
Because on the Nile River,
你知道那是全世界最富有的地方。
You know, at the Nile, it's the most rich place.
只要每年这个尼罗河一泛滥，你看到处都是丰收，都是 harvest.
As soon as the Nile overflows every year, there's much harvest.
所以以色列人在那里，你看见在那个环境底下，就好像今天很多人在美国这个环境底下。
So under that situation, as if we here in the United States,
每个都长得白白胖胖的。
Everybody is very healthy.
然后呢，白白不光白白胖胖，然后越生越多，越生越多。
And not only they are very healthy, but you bear much.
所以你想想，如果一天到晚苦得不得了啊，而且怎么那么还有病啊什么，那就不行。所以一定要摆这个对的环境底下。
So you have to be in the right situation, not always sick.
为什么
？Why?
因为神说他的百姓要像海边的沙那么多。
God said His people will be more than the numbers of the sand.
你如果放在别的地方，会不会生出那么多来的
？If you put anywhere else, you won't bear that.
你把它放在这个地方，它越生越多，越生越多，越生越多了。
But if you put it here, you're going to bear more and more.
神说要像海边沙那么多，就像海边的沙那么多。
Just as the number of the seas and of the sands of the sea.
所以呢，神根本是借助尼罗河来成就他的目的的，你明白吗
？So God uses the Nile to accomplish His will. Do you understand?
但是以色列人待久了以后就不想回。
But after the people of Israel were there, they don't want to go back.
很多中国人就把美国当作天堂一样。
So many Chinese people think that the United States is heaven.
想尽什么方法都要钻到这里来的。
They want to find a way to come here.
所以你看，你能想象那个以色列人他们不要走了。
And the people of Israel likewise, they
don't want to leave. 他们觉得这里再太好不过了。
They said this is the best place.
什么迦南美地？何必讲迦南美地？这个到处都是，你看这里就已经是天堂了。
Forget about the Canaan, the Promised Land. This is already heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？在那里400年以后，没有一个人在想迦南。不迦南了。
After 400 years, nobody ever thought of Canaan or no Canaan.
但是弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
老鹰把小鹰放在最高的地方，因为它刚刚生下来需要安全的。
When the mother eagle puts the eaglet in a high place,
所以没有人会去搅，没有人会去搅扰那个小鹰。
Nobody will go and stir and disturb the eaglet.
但是不要忘记
，but don't forget,
他要从那里要招出他的儿子来。
He wants to call out his son.
他要每一个小鹰都像老一样会飞才可以。
He wants each eaglet to learn how to fly.
只有你会飞了，你才是生命长大。
Only when you can fly does your life grow.
对于这些小鹰来说，我们在这里太好了，每天都是在蓝天之下。
So for these eaglets, that's the greatest thing. We're always under blue sky.
你看，没有一样东西能搅扰我们。
Nothing can disturb us.
但是有一天
，But one day,
他忽然间来了一阵台风。
There's a typhoon that comes.
他以为是别人来欺负他们了。
They thought that maybe somebody is coming to disturb.
结果没有发现，这个台风是他母亲的翅膀在那一面扇就把带进来的。
They didn't understand that it was actually the mother eaglet actually expanding her wings.
结果整个 nest 整个的巢慢慢开始摇动了。
So the nest starts to stir.
慢慢慢慢的，好像他们再也受不了了。
It's as if the eaglets cannot stand it anymore.
弟兄姊妹，你知道母亲为母鹰老鹰为着要小鹰能够飞的缘故。
So that the mother eagle will enable the eaglets to fly.
现在她要搅动那个巢。
She has to stir the nest.
一定要把那个巢搅动了。
She has to stir the nest.
如果不搅动，它们永远不长大。
If the nest is not stirred, they don't grow.
她一定要把它们叫出来。
She has to call them out.
所以要搅动它们。
So she stirs the nest.
结果呢，它们就开始飞了。
So they start flying.
但是你知道飞的，它们根本不会飞嘛。
But they don't know how to fly yet.
不小心的话就掉到磐石上，那更没有了，什么都没有。
So if they were to fly and they fall into the rock,
所以它们快碰到磐石。
So right before they were falling,
这个老鹰马上就把它翅膀就飞过去。
The mother eagle immediately with her wings.
然后那个小鹰呢，就在老母鹰的母亲的翅膀底下。
So that the eaglet under the mother's wing.
然后它就飞出来了。
And then they will fly.
从埃及就飞出来了。
They fly out of Egypt.
对以色列人来讲，他们是经过很大的旷野啊，很困难，很艰难的。
For the people of Israel, they went through much suffering in the wilderness.
他们带来的中国的面都已经没有了。
They don't have any more Chinese noodles.
所以你看，好像很多人中国人旅行啊，把那个所有的酱油啊什么都带着的。
So every time Chinese people travel, they take soy sauce with them.
你看见吗？现在他们也带了很多，但是三个月都但没有多久通通光了。
They brought a lot too, but after 3 months, it was all gone.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这个路真不好走啊
！It's not an easy road to walk.
好不容易三天找不到水，结果水是不能喝。
And 3 days they couldn't find water, and when they found it, they couldn't drink it.
你找不到水还不生气
？If you didn't find water, you're still not upset.
你看见可以喝，又是不可以喝，你才生气。
But when you see the water, you still can't drink it.
所以现在就晓得你里面是苦的。
Now you know inside you're bitter.
你跟那个水一样苦的。
You're just as bitter as that water.
你本来说我很好啊。
You said I was very good.
弟兄姊妹，神知道每个人都像天使一样。
God knows that everyone's like an angel.
你在教会里面，弟兄姊妹，每个人都觉得你是天使。 使。
In the meeting, everybody thinks you're an angel.
但你回家，你要问你的先生，问你太，他说你是天使，你才真的是天使。
But if you go home, if your spouse says you're an angel, then you're indeed.
如果你儿女说你属灵，你真的很属灵。
If your children say you're spiritual, then you're.
我们里面都是苦的。
We are all bitter.
但什么时候会？你怎么知道你是苦的
？How do you know you're?
没有人会承认自己是苦的。
Nobody admits that they're.
好了，三天找不到水。
So after 3 days, they can't find water.
好不容易找了水了。
They finally do find.
你真的是高兴的不得了。
You are so happy.
结果不能喝。
But you can't drink it.
弟兄姊妹，这个时候我们就苦了。
Then we become bitter.
苦是什么
？What is bitter?
主不是后来告诉他们吗
？The Lord told them.
如果你们顺服神的典章
，If you are obedient to God's will，
就不把埃及的疾病加在你们身上。
Then all the sickness of Egypt will added to you.
你知道埃及人有一个通病，有一个一般的疾病。
There is a general disease from Egypt.
这个世界上有一个专一共同的疾病。
And that is a worldly disease.
每一个人里面都是苦的。
And everybody is bitter.
所以大家聚在一起倒的通通是苦水。
So everything when they gather together, they all pour out bitter water.
所以大家不是 fellowship 是 gossip. 你看。
Instead of fellowshipping, they gossip.
你倒一点苦水，我倒一点苦水。
I'll pour a little bitter water, and you pour a little bitter water.
这个世界已经够苦了。
This world is already.
我们这个基督徒还火上加油，把这个苦水再倒上去。
And we're still adding gasoline to fire.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里需要十字架。
We have to have the cross.
这里需要树丢在那个水里面。
We have to have that tree thrown into the water.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见就变得甜。
And then it becomes sweet.
当你变成甜的时候
，When it becomes sweet,
这个世界才有甜的可能。
Then this world has a possibility of being.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister,
这是他们所经过的功课。
That is the lesson.
这旷野真的不好走啊。
The wilderness is tough to walk.
他们觉得，哎呀，我们好不容易最后经过了五十天。
And after 50 days,
他们终于到了西乃山。
They reached Mount Sinai.
西乃山什么意思呢
？What does Mount Sinai?
你不要忘记。
Don't forget.
神当初告诉亚伯拉罕，告诉摩西去把以色列人带出来。
When God told Moses to bring the people of Israel out.
神说要把他带到流奶之蜜地，流奶与蜜之地。
God told them to take them to the land of milk that flowing with milk and honey.
但是那是远程的目标，是
remote goal. But that is the remote goal.
但是有一个近程的目标。
But there is an immediate goal.
神和他们约好了。
God already made
it. 你要把这些人带到这个山上来。
You have to bring them to this mountain.
他们不是告诉法老说我们要去，我让我的百姓去好侍奉我吗
？Didn't they say let my people go so they can serve me?
在哪里侍奉啊
？Serve where?
神约定了一座山。
God made an arrangement.
神老早和摩西说好了。
He already told Moses long time ago.
你去把他们带来。
When you leave, bring them here.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他们大概，你读中文的圣经是三个月。
If you read the Bible in Chinese, it says 3 months.
因为中文翻译说三个月满了以后，这是错误的翻译。
But actually, the Chinese Bible says after 3 months were filled.
其实是第三个月。
That actually means the third month.
所以有的拉比他计算的时候，等到颁布律法那一天，刚好是五旬节那天。
So actually, when some rabbis calculate when the law was given, it was exactly the same day as the Passover.
五旬节的时候。
I'm sorry, the Pentecost.
五旬节对于属地的子民是颁布律法，把律法降下来。
So for Pentecost, for the earthly people, that is when the law was given.
五旬节对属天的基督徒来说
，But Pentecost for the spiritual, for the heavenly people,
是降圣灵，不是降律法。
Is when the Holy Spirit came down.
所以不要忘记弟兄。
Not the law.
你看见吗？我们和以色列人不同在哪里呢
？So that is where we are different with the people.
通通是五旬节。
It is all Pentecost.
但是五旬节的时候，你看见律法降下来了。
But you see that in the Pentecost, the law came down.
这是以色列人。
That is people of Israel.
但对我们来讲呢
？But for us,
五旬节的时候不是律法降下来，是圣灵降下来。
But when the Pentecost came in, the Holy Spirit is different with the people.
通通是五旬节。
It is all Pentecost.
但是五旬节的时候，你看见。律法降下来了。
But you see that in the Pentecost, the law came down.
这是以色列人。
That is people of Israel.
但对我们来讲呢
？But for us,
五旬节的时候不是律法降下来，是圣灵降下来。
But when the Pentecost came in, the Holy Spirit descended. Not
圣灵在我们里面，在凡事上要教导我们。
The Holy Spirit will teach us in all things.
那么五旬节，那在圣经旧约的时候，那把律法就写在石板上面。
But in the Pentecost, in the Old Testament, the law was written on tablets.
新约呢？你看写在我们的心板上。
In the New Testament, it is written the tablets of our hearts.
所以弟兄们，你一定要比较这两个，你看见很有意思的。
If you compare the two, it's very interesting.
神的选民，神的选民。
God's chosen people.
一个属地的，一个属天的。
One earthly, one heavenly.
一个律法是重点，一个圣灵是重点。
One the law is a center point, while the other is the Holy Spirit.
你问以色列人
，If you speak,
我们的特点是什么
？If you ask the people of Israel,
律法。
What's my special feature? The law.
我们的特点是什么
？If you ask the Christian, what's our feature?
圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit abides in us.
在凡事上指教我们。
In all things, He teaches us.
我们应当顺服恩膏的教训，这样我们才住在主的里面。
We need to follow the high calling so that we can abide in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers,
这个变成我们的特点了，你看见吗
？This is our special feature.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
同样是五旬节
，Same day Pentecost.
一个是3500，一个是2000年前，一个是2000年后。
One is 2000.
一个是1500年前，一个是1500年后。
One is 1500 years before, the other one is 1500 years later.
这当中隔了1500年。
This separated 1500.
但是我们不要忘记。
Don't forget.
他们最后，你看见神说要和神会面的。
God said that they will see once, see him face to face.
那么头五十天。
The first 50 days.
你看见神实在恩待他们。
God blessed them.
他们说要吃肉，神给他们吃肉。
God gave they wanted to eat meat. They ate.
神就打发了鹌鹑从非洲就飞过来了。
And they sent all the quail that came from Africa.
这个鹌鹑飞到一个地步，实在没有力气了。
And they were flying all the way from Africa.
所以就很靠近地面的。
And they were very weak.
好了，现在以色列人可有烤肉可以吃了。
So now the people of Israel can have a barbecue.
然后呢，他们带来东西都没有了，神就从天上降下玛纳给他们。
And then from the heavens he gave the manna.
他们口渴了，然后呢，神就从磐石就流出活水了。
When they were thirsty, the water came out of the rock.
他们从来没有想到要打仗的。
They never thought they had to fight.
结果亚玛力人从后面来偷袭他们。
And then when the Amorites came from behind them, wanted to steal from them.
结果呢，神带他们打胜仗。
And then God took them and gave them victory.
摩西一举手，他们就打胜仗。
As soon as Moses raised his hand, they were victorious.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹。你看见他们学了虚，他们一路上，你看见他们经过了困难，不错。
And throughout the whole journey, yes, they suffered much.
但是呢，你看见神恩待他们，一切都是恩典。
God was gracious to them; everything was grace.
到现在他们没有见过神。
But until that point, they had not seen God.
他们只知道离开埃及。
They knew they left Egypt.
不再做奴隶了。
No longer slaves.
现在远远丢在背后。
Now it is forever behind.
他们要回去也回不去了。
They can't even go back if they want.
他们和埃及隔了一道红海。
They are now Red Sea has separated them.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？一路上你看见在埃及的时候有尼罗河可以伺候他们。
In Egypt, they had the Nile to feed them.
这里一条河也没有。
But here you have no river.
你看见天天需要爱的神迹来照顾他们。
You have to have the miracle of love every day to sustain them.
就像我们刚刚得救的弟兄。
Just like when we first saved.
你看主实在恩待我们。
The Lord has blessed us.
实在祝福我们。
Has been gracious to us.
读圣经也很有主的同在。
We have the God's presence.
天天有喜乐。
We have joy.
那许多时候主真的也借着神迹，让我们能够解我们的干渴。
And through a miracle, the Lord satisfies our thirst.
我们靠主也常常得胜。
And through our Lord, we gain a victory.
也常常聚会。
And we meet together.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
那个时候以色列200万人像一片散沙一样。
The 2 million people there was like sand.
他们根本好像就是乌合之众，就是一些人在那里就是。
It's just like they were a group, a crowd of people.
他们想说，哦，现在埃及在背后了。
They thought, oh, now Egypt is behind us.
他们没有忘记神的目的，要他们亲近他。
But they forgot that God's purpose was for them to draw nigh to him.
神要和他们相会。
God wants to meet them.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
因着这个缘故
，for this reason，
到了降律法那一天
，the day that the law came down，
摩西就率领所有200万人就站在西乃山底下。
Moses told all the 2 million people to be on the foot of the Mount Sinai.
你如果读出埃，你如果读使徒行传的话。
If you read Acts,
你知道斯提凡怎么解释这段圣经
？Do you know how Stephen describes?
他用了一个词很特别的。
He used a very special phrase.
他说，当以色列人聚在一起的时候
，He said when the people of Israel gathered,
你看见200万人站在山上，站在山下
，people on the mountain.
现在要与神面，要与神相会。
They are about to meet God.
结果他们才发现
，Then they noticed,
这个山一点都不可爱。
This mountain was not lovely.
这个有雷电，有闪电，有神的荣耀。
There was thunder, there was lightning, there was God's glory.
神实在说话了。
God did speak.
他们对摩西说：“叫神不要对我们说话。”
But they told Moses, "Moses, don't let God speak."
神对我们说话，我们还能活着吗
？If God speaks to us, can we still live?
我们已经看见神的荣耀了。
We've already seen His glory.
但是我们知道我们是罪人呐。
But we know we're sinners.
我们不可能站在神的面前。
No way we can stand before God's presence.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？神为什么召聚他们？
Why did God call them?
神要和他们会面。
Because God wanted to meet them.
神要让他们明白他们是个罪人。
God wanted them to know that they were sinners.
没有一个人能站在神的面前而不被击杀的。
Nobody can stand before God and not be killed.
所以他们是来到了西乃山，你看见吗
？So they did arrive at Mount Sinai.
神又是用这个东西来教育他们。
And God uses to teach them.
但有一件事很重要。
But one important thing.
神的确要和他们会面。
God wanted to meet them.
神要他们来侍奉他。
God wanted them to serve.
他为什么要出埃及呢
？Why did they have to leave Israel?
出埃及的意思就是每一个人都可以来侍奉他。
To leave Egypt is to mean that each.
这个侍奉以前，神要见他们每一个人的面。
But before serving, he wanted to meet them.
所以摩西就率领200万的这个以色列人就站在神的面前。
So 2 million people called by Moses were at the foot of Mount Sinai.
那么弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
在他们还没有站在神面前以前
，before they stood before God，
神对摩西说。
God told Moses.
他为什么要把这些人带到这里
？He told them why he brought all these people.
明白吗？这个代表这是说出神心意的。
This speaks of God's heart.
那神怎么说呢
？What did God say?
我们好不好读一下
？Let us read.
是这个是以出埃及记19章。
Exodus 19.
出埃及记19章。
Exodus 19.
然后我们看第四节
Verse 4,
或者这样说从第三节摩西到神那里耶和华从山上呼唤他说你要这样告诉雅各家小谕以色列人
Beginning actually verse 3 And Moses went up to God and the Lord called to him from the mountain saying Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the sons of Israel
那这个可以说几乎是旧约圣经许多里面非常重要的一节
This is actually a very important verse in the Bible in the Old Testament
神要见以色列人的面
God wants to see the people.
神现在告诉摩西，神心中在想什么。
And he told Moses what is in his heart.
这是非常重要的。
Very important.
然后他怎么说呢
？What did he say?
他说：“我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了。
You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians.
在你们还没有出来以前
，Before you came out，
摩西行了10个大的灾害。
Moses and the 10 plagues.
法老都不放过你们。
Pharaoh would not let you go.
但是最后
，But at the end，
逾越节的晚上
，At the night of Passover，
你看见借着逾越节的血。
Through the blood of the Passover.
结果你看见撒旦不能再留住他，那个法老不能再留住他。
Pharaoh can no longer keep you.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
他们人就追赶以色列人。
And they actually went after.
到了红海边。
At the Red Sea.
前面是红海，后面有追兵。
At the front you have a Red Sea. Behind you have the army chasing.
结果摩西一举杖，红海就分开了。
And as soon as Moses raised his rod, the sea was split.
你们都看见了。
You all saw that.
并且。
And
就是过了红海以后
，After you cross the Red Sea，
你们看见我
，You have seen me，
如鹰向你们不将你们背在翅膀上，带来归我。
And how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself。
这里给我们看见我们的主，我们的神就是那个老鹰。
Here we see our God is that eagle。
以色列人说，我们走了50天艰难的路，好不容易来到这里与神相会。
The people of Israel said that we've walked 50 days and finally got here to meet God。
神说不。
But God said no.
一路上都是恩典。
All the way was grace.
Manna 是恩典。
Manna is grace.
磐石的流水是恩典。
The water out of the rock.
你们得胜，一切都是恩典。
Your victory is grace.
你们什么也没有做。
You did nothing.
你们不可能走这条路。
Impossible for you to walk.
你们觉得你们会飞啊？我们现在贴地都在我们底下，我们在空中在那儿飞。
You thought that you were flying, that you could fly. Everything was beneath you.
你的力量根本是老鹰翅膀的力量。
But your strength comes from the wings of the mother eagle.
一切都是恩典。
Everything is grace.
弟兄姊妹，一开始神提醒以色列人。
At the very beginning, our Lord reminded the people of Israel.
一切都是恩典。你的能力是从老鹰来的。
The strength comes.
你们想也不要想离开埃及。
Forget about leaving Egypt。
明白吗？因后来神用这些环境，结果呢，把这个巢弄的你非要离开不可。
God used the environment to stir the nest. You had to leave。
但神有个目的。
But God had one purpose。
神说将你们背在翅膀上。
That I bore you upon eagle's wings。
带来归我。
And brought you to myself。
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？母亲，你看见神在这怎么说
？What is God saying？
他在山上等我们。等这些以色列人。
He is waiting for the people of Israel.
你若读其他的旧约的圣经
，If you read the rest of the Old Testament,
神和千万的天使列天而降。
God descended from heaven with all myriads of angels.
就降在西乃山。
and descended upon Mount Olives.
他等等等，希望以色列人能来到那里和他会面。
Waiting and waiting and waiting for the people of Israel to meet him there.
他远远的看见，你看以色列人，你看200万人慢慢慢慢的往西奈山挺进。
From far away, he sees 2 million people of Israel walking towards.
但是现在，他要以色列人明白。
But he wants the people of Israel to understand.
一路上都是基督。 都是神引领我们。
Throughout the whole journey, it was Christ leading them.
你不要喊辛苦。
Don't say I've suffered much.
每一步路都是神的恩典。
Each step was by grace.
你说你会飞，好像你是飞了。
You said you know you feel like you are flying as if you were flying.
其实你是安息在母亲的翅膀上。
But in actuality, you're resting on the mother eagle's wings.
弟兄姊妹，你要读这一段圣经，你要明白这句话。
You have to understand this passage.
你不明白这句话，你根本就不懂得旧约。
If you don't understand this verse, you don't understand the Old Testament.
明白吗？ 主，我们的神先把这句话讲得清楚了。
Our God said this very clearly first.
一切都是恩典。
Everything is by grace.
你们的回应也应该是恩典。
And your response should be grace.
明白吗？ 主的话很清楚的。
It's very clear.
主，不要，你不要以为到新约主才用恩典来对待人。
Don't believe that the Lord gave grace only in the New Testament.
主一开始他就是用恩典来对待以色列人。
At the very beginning, he was dealt with them with grace.
所以一切都是恩典。
Everything is grace.
如果根据这个恩典。
And according to this grace.
然后下面第五节。
Verse 5.
如今你们若实在听从我的话,
and now then, if you will indeed obey my voice,
遵守我的约,
and keep my covenant.
好，现在神要和以色列立约。
Okay, now God is going to have a covenant with them.
那么现在有一件事你们要做到的。
Now you have to do one thing.
第一要听从我的话。
You have to obey my voice.
第二要遵守我的约。
You have to keep my covenant.
你们怎么遵守呢？
How do you keep my covenant?
你们怎么可能听从呢？
How do you hear my voice?
你们一路上的表现就很清楚了。
It's very, very clear by the actions.
你们吵着要吃肉。
You complained about what
你们到时候一碰到困难的时候就抱怨起来了。
As soon as you had some difficulties, you complained.
你为什么把我们带到这里来送死呢？
Why did you bring us over here to die?
弟兄姊妹， 一路上所有的记录告诉我们，这些根本不可能听从主的话。
Step by step, each way, the people of Israel would not hear the gospel.
但是主说，你们神说，你们若听从我的话，遵守我的约。
But God said, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant.
那弟兄姊妹， 如果你们这样做的话，
if you do that,
就要在万民中做属我的子民。
Then you should be my own possession among all the peoples.
那个原文是 treasure， 就是你们要成为我的宝贝。
So in the original, it's actually my own treasure.
所以你看见吗？ 这个中文是把它翻作我的 people， 我的子民， 其实就是我的宝贝。
But actually, in Chinese it says people, but it actually says a special treasure.
因为全地都是我的。
For all the earth is mine.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
你看见吗？ 很清楚， 如果你这样做， 你要成为我的宝贝的。
If you do this, you will be my special treasure.
我要做你们的神。
I will be your God.
你们要做我的子民。
You will be my people.
那这句话，
this phrase，
我们再翻回去好不好？
Let us turn back.
我们对一对就清楚了。
Let's compare.
你来对一对这个， 这个彼得前书，我们再回到彼得前书。
Let us turn back to 1 Peter.
所以最好你的手指头按在那里，彼得前书。
So you might want to put your finger there.
那彼得前书，你看第二章。
Peter 2.
你看这第九节里面讲的被拣选族类不是有三样吗？
Three things in verse 9.
最后一样。
Last thing.
属神的子民。
A people for God's own possession.
你看见这个就是那句话。
That is that phrase.
很清楚的，这一段话根本就是引那一段话。
And that phrase refers to the phrase in the Old Testament.
那一段话是对以色列人说的。
That phrase is spoken to the people of Israel.
这一段话是对我们教会说的。
This phrase is spoken to the church.
但是同样的一句话。
But it's the same word.
这个代表神的心意，你看见没有？
This is God's purpose.
神的心意从来没有改变过。
God's purpose never changed.
在以色列身上是如此。
It's the same on people.
在教会身上也是如此。
It's on the same on the church.
后来以色列失败了。
When the people of Israel failed.
神的旨意是不是被打倒了呢？
Did God's will fall?
没有。
No.
神借着教会要完成他的旨意。
God used the church to accomplish his will.
所以我们一定要明白这个才行。
So we need to understand.
你看这些话完全一模一样的。
These words are the exact same.
好，现在我们再回来。
Let's turn back.
再回到出埃及记。
Let's back to Exodus.
现在我们看第六节。
The verse 6.
你们要归我做祭司的国度。
And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests.
为圣洁的国民。
And a holy nation.
现在我们的神把他心打开了。
And our God opens up his whole heart.
如果你们听从我的话，遵守我的约，你在万民中要做我的宝贝。
If you keep, obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my special treasure.
然后下面怎么说呢？
Then what does it say?
不光如此。
Not only that.
你们要归我做祭司的国度。
You shall be to me a kingdom of priests.
那这是很特别的一句话。
It's a very special phrase.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
你全世界有很多的国度，对不对？
Throughout the world, you have many kingdoms.
但是没有一个国度，每一个人都是祭司。
But there is no kingdom where everyone is a priest.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
根据神原来的旨意
，according to God's original will，
不是在十二个支派里面有一个支派来侍奉神。
It was not that one tribe out of the 12 tribes served God.
也不是有一个支派里面有一个家是祭司来亲近神。
It was not out of one tribe one family to serve.
神永远的旨意不是这样的。
God's eternal purpose was not that.
神说你要归我做祭司的国度。
You shall be a king.Of priests.
现在这里有个国度和所有的国度都不一样。
A kingdom that is totally different than any other.
在这个国度里面
，and in this kingdom，
每一个都是侍奉神的。
Everyone serves God.
每一个都是亲近神的。
Everyone draws nigh to God.
就是生命来说，他们是亲近神的。
As to life, they draw nigh to God.
就是他们的功用来说，他们都是侍奉神的。
As to the service, they serve God.
每一个人不是他的生命，就是他的功用，对不对
？If it is not their life, it's their service.
我们讲了一个人。
We speak of one person.
我们讲了他的 life and his work.
If we speak of the life and his work.
所以我们在地上。不是我们的生，不是我们的 life， 就是我们的 work。
If it is not our life, then it's our work。
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Do you understand？
就个生命来说，
life,
我们应当是亲近神的。
We need to draw nigh to God。
就个功用来说，我们应该是侍奉神的。
As to works, we need to serve God。
这个就是祭司的意思。
This is the meaning of priest。
所以神的目的要整个以色列国每一个人都是祭司。
So God's purpose is that the kingdom is full of priests。
你看，这是他的目的。
That is his purpose。
如果祭司是亲近神的
，If the priest were to draw nigh to God，
如果祭司是最荣耀的。
And the priest is the most royal.
你看见这个整个的国度就是祭司的国度。
Then this kingdom is a kingdom of priests.
我不知道弟兄姊妹明白吗？
I don't know if you understand.
我们一定要把这段圣经把它读清楚了。
We need to understand this passage.
那为什么他们有遗憾呢？
But why did they regret?
如果每一个人都是祭司的话，
If everyone is a priest,
每一个人都能坦然无惧进到至圣所。
Everybody can come boldly before them to the temple.
不可能只有一些，只不可能他们留在女院，然后只有祭司可以进去的。
It is not that they stay behind the women's court and the priest goes in.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这证明一定有些事情发生。
That means something must have happened.
所以我们要明白这个，一定要把事情弄清楚了。
So we need to make it very clear here.
所以一定有些什么事情发生。
Something happened.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Do you understand?
就着神本来的旨意来说，
For God's original purpose,
做神的选民，
being God's chosen,
三件事情。
Three things.
你看见吗？我的宝贝，我的子民。
You are my people.
然后呢，是祭司的国度。
The kingdom of priests.
然后呢，是圣洁的国民。
And a holy nation of people.
好，你再翻回到这个彼得前书，我们再回头看。我们已经翻了好几次，你应该很熟了。那我们再来看第二节，你看第二章。
Chapter two.
我们再来看这个被拣选的族类下面三样。
Three things after chosen race.
这个次序有一点点不同，你看见吗
？The sequence is a little different.
是有君尊的祭司。
A royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度。
A holy nation.
是属神的子民。
A people for God's own possession.
弟兄姊妹，再清楚不过了。
Can't be any clearer.
神把以色列找来。
God found the call.
神把他心掏给他们看。
He actually showed his heart.
神巴不得他们是他的宝贝。
He wanted them to be his treasure.
那神巴不得他们能成为祭司的国度。
He desired them to be the kingdom of priests.
每一个都是祭司。
All of them priests.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
也做圣洁的国民。
But a holy nation.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在你把这两段圣经一对照，
If you compare these two passages,
很清楚的。
Very clear.
什么叫做君尊的祭司
？What is a royal priesthood？
君尊的祭司，根据神自己话的解释，就是我们要成为祭司的国度。
According to God's own explanation in His Word, a royal priesthood is a kingdom of priests.
但是我们在讲这个以前
，But before we say that,
我们先问一个问题
，We ask a question.
后来为什么有利未支派起来
？Why was there the Levites?
为什么只有亚伦一家的？
Why only the household of Aaron?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
如果你仔细的来读圣经
，If you carefully read the Bible,
你晓得很清楚的。
Very clear.
为什么神拣选利未人
？Why did God choose the Levites?
因为以色列人犯罪了。
Because the people of Israel sinned.
拜了金牛犊。
They worship the golden calf.
你们懂的那个故事。
You know that story.
然后摩西就呼召利未人。
So Moses called the Levites.
你们有谁站在神的这一边？
Who is standing on God's side?
当以色列人失败了。
When the people of Israel,
你不要忘记他们和神签了约的，你明白吗？
Remember, they signed a covenant with God.
两个人两边都签了约了。
Both sides signed a covenant.
如果他们遵守神的约，
But if they follow the kept the covenant,
神非祝福他们不可。
That God has to bless them.
神不祝福他们，还得要祝福他们。
Even if God doesn't want to, He has to bless them.
但如果他们毁约，他们违反那个约的话，
But if they break the covenant,
那弟兄姊妹，许多的咒诅就临到他。
Then much woe gets a curse on or upon them.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？那个讲到那个律法那个约书还在山上
Before that law was still on the mountain
结果还没有下山以色列已经毁约了
Even before the law came down the covenant was broken
如果那一次神把他们毁掉神一点错都没有
If God decided to destroy them at that time it would not be wrong
他们和我们的神已经立了约了
Because they already had a covenant
你看他们说了什么话
What did they say?
凡神所吩咐的我们都遵行
Anything that God commands, we will follow.
他们不认识他们自己。
But they do not understand.
你如果真的看见我，你是我们是，如果真的看见以色列人是在是老鹰背着小鹰出来的话。
If you see that indeed the people of Israel are like eaglets on the mother's wings.
结果你会发现说。
Then you understand.
你看见你就不会那么相信自己。
So you won't trust in yourself.
凡神所吩咐的，我们都遵行。
Whatever God commands, we will obey.
而且更严肃，他们签了字。
But even more serious, they signed covenant.
意思是说，我们毁掉这些约的话
，If I break the covenant,
你怎么对待我们都可以。
You can deal with us how.
但是如果我们遵守这个约的话
，But if we keep the covenant,
你非祝福我们不可。
You have to bless us.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是旧约。
This is the Old Testament.
这个就是在西乃山所立的约。
This is the covenant on Mount Sinai.
但是很可惜。
But sadly,
以律法是一面镜子。
The law is but like a mirror.
律法是叫人知罪，知道什么是罪。
So it's to people to know what their sin is.
弟兄姊妹，我们本在他们本来他们个个都是罪人。
Before they were all sinners.
那你怎么知道你是罪人
？How do you know you are a sinner?
等到神把律法降下来的时候
，When the law came down,
他们才看见他们根本不能遵行律法。
They saw that they could not keep the law.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see?
因着这个缘故
For this reason,
他们不认识他们自己
they don't know
他们是瞎眼的
they are blind.
他们签了约因为他们凭着自己能够成全神的律法
They signed the covenant and they thought that in themselves they can keep the law
结果还没有摩西还没有下山他们已经毁约了
But even before Moses came down the mount they already broke the covenant
读整本的旧约
If you read the Old Testament
旧约的历史就是以色列人毁约的历史
And the story of the Old Testament is the story of breaking of the covenant.
所以弟兄姊妹，他们既然签了约
，Even though they
神当然可以照着来恩待他们
，And God can then be gracious to them.
但是感谢主
，But thank you.
因为神和亚伯拉也立了约
，Because God also had a covenant with Abraham.
所以你看，在这个两个约之间，神就取到他一个平衡点。
So among these two, covenants.There is a point of equilibrium.
那一面来讲，根据西乃山的约，神可以毁掉他们。
So according to the covenant in Mount Sinai, he could destroy them.
但是因着他和亚伯拉罕所立的约。
But because of the covenant with Abraham.
你看见神就赐福给他们，叫他们仍旧能活着。
He allowed them to live.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就整个以色列的历史。
This is the complete history of the people of Israel. Why?
这就是告诉以色列人说。
It shows the people of Israel.
你们需要救主。
You need a savior.
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
只有那面镜子给我们看见我们自己的样子。
Only that mirror shows us our sin.
有一个老先生很喜欢批评别人。
There is an old gentleman who used to always criticize people.
他用最苦毒的话来批评对方。
And he was very crude when he criticized.
有一次，他和太太进一个餐厅。
And there was a lady that was going into a restaurant one day.
那个前面一面进来，一面过来的又是个老人。
And then across from her came an old person.
他就跟他太太就大声地讲啊。
So he told his wife very loudly.
他说我从来没有见过这个又老又丑又秃的人。
I've never seen such an old and ugly person.
那太太说你要小心一点说话。小声一点说话。
The lady said you have to be very quiet.
你站在一面的镜子前面。
You are standing in front of a mirror.
其实他在说他自己。
He's speaking of himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Sisters, do you understand?
我们从来不认识我们是谁。
We never understood who we are.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你看见这就是整本的旧约。
This is the Old Testament.
一再以色列失败，再失败，再失败。
The failure of the people of Israel, once after another.
他们忘记了。
They forgot.
神是用老鹰的翅膀把他们带来的。
God bore them on eagle's wings.
如果他们遵守神的旨意。
If they follow God's will.
如果他们遵守神的约。
If they keep the covenant.
一切都是恩典。
Everything is grace.
你看见是老鹰的翅膀给他能力。
It is the eagle's wings that give them strength.
叫他能到这个地步。
So they can even arrive to this point.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们知道说。
But we all know.
他们已经毁了约。
They already broke off the covenant.
那因着他们毁约的缘故。
Because they broke the covenant.
弟兄姊妹，本来是每一个人都应该是祭司。
Everybody should be a priest.
你不管哪个支派的。
No matter what
tribe. 你整个族类就是一个祭司的国度。
All the nations should be a kingdom of priests.
但是因为他们失败了。
But because
你看见
they failed,
他们拜了偶像了。
They worshiped an idol.
他们怎么能侍奉神？
How can they serve God?
所以现在看谁站在神的这一边。
So who is on God's side?
那你就要利未人站在神的这一边。
And the Levites were.
他们能够拔起刀来杀他们自己的弟兄。
They can take up the knife and kill their own brothers.
这个太难了。
This is very difficult.
没有一样东西比亲情更可贵。
There's nothing as close as the blood relationship.
但是我们的主说，若爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
But the Lord said, if you love your mother, your brother more than you love me, you're not worthy of being.
所以你看见因着利未人站在神的这一边。
So when because the Levites stood on God's side.
现在在十二个支派里边。
Of the 12 tribes.
神就拣选了一个支派。
God chose one tribe.
那就是利未支派。
And that is the Levites.
然后神在利未支派中间。
And among the Levites.
神又拣选了一个家。
God chose a household.
那就是亚伦一家。
The household of Aaron.
亚伦就做了大祭司。
And Aaron was the high priest.
那你读希伯来书的时候。
When you read Hebrews.
亚伦做大祭司按着什么？是就旧约的大祭司都是按着亚伦的等次。
And all the high priests was according to Aaron.
The order of Aaron.
According to the order of Aaron.
那弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的。
It's very important.
这个 order of Aaron 是怎么来的？
Where did this order of Aaron come?
不是神原来的旨意。
It is not God's original.
是人堕落了失败以后，然后才发生的。
It is after man failed. This one.
这是神许可的旨意。
This is his permissive will.
这个不是他 eternal will.
This is not his eternal will.
他的 eternal will 是每个人都是祭司。
His eternal will is that all would be.
每个人都能够来到神面前。
All could come before God.
所以神就等那一刻，希望这些人能，他说把你带来归我。
So that you can be mine.
所以就带来归给我。
So you can come to be.
所以每一个人都是神的。
So everybody is God.
而且归我做我的宝贝。
Because you are mine as my.
神把这些人放在他的心中。
He puts him and puts all these people in his heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是神的心，你看见吗
？This is his heart.
但是结果他们失败了。
But then they failed.
他们不认识他们自己。
They don't know themselves.
那么结果那情是什么呢？
So what happened?
你看见结果十二个支派里面就有一个支派来侍奉的，其他都不能侍奉。
Only one tribe could serve out of the 12.
你要知道，这是因为堕落的缘故。
This is because of the fall.
这是因为以色列失败的缘故。
Because the people of Israel failed.
那么现在你看见在十二个支派里面，所以在拣选里面有了拣选，你看见。
So among the choice, there is another choice.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
那么现在呢，在这个所有利未人里面
，Among all the Levites,
就一个家。
Just one household.
那个家就是亚伦一家。
Aaron's household.
只有他们可以亲近神。
Only they can draw nigh to God.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
本来是祭司的国度。
Before it was the kingdom of priests.
现在变成一个祭司的家。
Now it becomes a household of priests.
那个家就是亚伦的家。
And that household of priests is the household of Aaron.
不要忘记啊。
Don't forget.
如果以色列人要重建圣殿的话
，If the people of Israel to rebuild the,
他们还是可以找得到那个谁是祭司的。
They can find who are the priests.
那么他们一面他们可以根据家谱的。
On one hand, they can follow genealogy.
你看有的人名字叫 Cohen， 那个多半都是祭司的后裔。
Cohens are probably descendants of.
这个 Cohen 就是圣经中的哥瞎，你看见吗？就是那他可能就是祭司。
And they are probably priests.
那么这是非常，所以你看，所以那么现在更一个更好的办法。
And even a better way.
那就是用 DNA 的鉴定办法。
You can actually use DNA.
因为他们已经做过试验了。
They've already done experiments.
所有他们自称为是亚伦后裔的。
Those who claim that being household.
你会发现他们的 DNA 和别的 DNA 有一种某一种的不同。
Their DNA is very different than others.
所以现在他们根据那个就非常准确，他一定是属于他们的。
And they are indeed part of that household.
所以弟兄，这什么意思
？What does this mean?
这表示说神在拣选中有了拣选。再有了拣选。
Among God's chosen people, there's another choice and even a better choice.
本来是每一个人都能够亲近神。
Before all can draw nigh to God.
现在只剩下一个。
But now only one.
这是拣选完了再拣选， 再拣选。
It's a choice after one choice after another choice.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers sisters.
现在如果有人要做祭司
，if somebody wants to be a priest，
大祭司的话
，high priest，
因为亚伦不可能一直活下去
，because Aaron could not live forever.
所以我们说这个人是根据亚伦的等次来做大祭司。
So he becomes a high priest according to the order of
Aaron. 如果是亚伦的等次
，and if it's according to the order of
Aaron， 那一定是一个家，不是一个国。
It must be
不是一个国度。
It must be a kingdom.
那只有少数的人侍奉，不是全体个个都侍奉。
It is not. It's only a certain small portion that serve, not all.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们今天是蒙拣选的族类。
We are a chosen race.
是君尊的祭司。
We are royal priests.
什么意思
？What does that mean？
我们乃是在神面前是一个祭司的国度。
We are a kingdom of priests.
既然是祭司的国度
，and we are a kingdom of priests.
那是什么意思
？What does that mean？
我们每一个人都是祭司。
We are all priests.
怎么知道
？How do we know？
你们是君尊的祭司。
You are a royal priest.
你们被拣选的族类。
You have been a chosen race.
不必要再拣选了。
No longer to be chosen again.
当他我们被拣选做他的族类以前，就是祭司了。
Before we were chosen race, we were already priests.
这是很清楚不做，再清楚不过。
It can't be any clearer.
我们再看一节圣经。
Let us turn to the.
然后我们大概就可以散会了。
Then we will end.
那么我们来看启示录第一章。启示录第一章。
Revelation 1.
第六节
，verse 6。
那我们先看这个第五节，并那诚实做见证，从死里复活。那我们从那个他爱我们开始讲起。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
To him who loves us and released us from our sin by his blood. Verse 5.
你看，然后下面第六节。
Then verse 6.
又使我们成为国民。
And he has made us to be a kingdom.
做他父神的祭司。
Priest to his God and Father.
那弟兄姊妹，请记得。
Let us remember.
到底有多少个祭司呢
？How many priests are there?
你要问有多少人是被主的血买的
？You have to ask how many people were bought by the blood of.
有多少个得救的人，就有多少个祭司。
However many are saved, that's however many priests.
所以你看见这是祭司的国度，你看见吗
？Do you see kingdom of priests?
很清楚，很清楚。
Very clear.
非常非常清楚。
Very clear.
好，我们再看一个地方。
Let us turn to another passage.
我们看第五章，第五章。
Revelation 5.
然后看第九节。
Verse 9.
因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。第九节。第五章第九节。
And you did purchase for God with blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation.
那又讲了主的血，你看见羔羊的血，你看到吗
？Again, it speaks of the blood of the lamb.
第十节
，verse 10.
又叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌王权。
And thou hast made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth.
你看三个思想。
Three thoughts.
主的血买回来有多少人
？How many people did the blood of Jesus buy?
就有多少圣洁的国民？你看他们就成为国民。
That is how much holy people of that nation will be.
而且呢，是做祭司，而且在地上执掌王权。你看是君尊的祭司。
And you will be priests, a royal priest reigning upon the earth.
而且你看，你这是个祭司的国度。
And you see a kingdom of priests.
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗
？Now you understand.
在以色列人身上没有得到的。
And the people of Israel, what he did not gain.
现在在教会身上，神完全得到。
He's gained in the church.
明白不明白
？Do you understand?
那不止如此，我再读一节圣经。
I want to read another verse.
这下一定散会的。
Then we'll definitely.
我们再来看以赛亚书。
Isaiah.
以赛亚书第六十一章。
Isaiah 61.
以赛亚书六十一章。
Isaiah 61.
然后你看这个第六节。
Verse 6.
你们倒要称为耶和华的祭司。
But you will be called the priests of the Lord.
那这是对所有以色列人说的。
This is spoken to all the people of Israel.
到了 millennium 千禧年的时候。
When you arrive at the millennium.
所有的以色列人都要做祭司。
All the people of Israel will be priests.
他们要成为祭司的国度。
They will be the kingdom of priests.
所有的外邦人要做百姓。
All the Gentiles will be the citizens.
那弟兄姊妹，现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
将来到了米千禧年的时候
When we arrive at the millennium,
神的旨意一定 定要达到的，对不对？
God's will will be accomplished.
现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
神说你们要成为祭司的国度。
God said you'll be the kingdom of
priests. 那你说我看出埃及看不清楚啊？
You say I can't read, I can't see that.
你看着千禧年就看清楚了嘛？
Oh, you'll see it clear in the.
千禧年就是神所要的嘛？
The millennium is what God wants.
到了那个时候，你看基督要做掌王权。
And Christ will reign.
我们当然要基督一同做王了。
And we will reign with Christ.
那么地上的以色列人，他们要做祭司。
And those on earth will be priests.
然后你要领人归向基督。
And will lead people unto.
然后耶和华的知识要充满大地。
And it will all cover the whole world.
所以弥赛亚国什么意思呢？
What is the Messianic kingdom?
就是这些人他们要以色列要做祭司。
And because the people of Israel want to be priests.
然后其他的人要做百姓。
And all others are to be citizens.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我想很清楚了。
It's very clear.
什么叫弥赛亚国呢？
What is the Messianic kingdom?
弥赛亚国就是神的梦终于实现了。
And it's God's dream has been fulfilled.
你看见以色列人，他们失败了，犯罪了。
The people of Israel, they failed.
所以只有一个祭司的家，不是个祭司的国度。
And therefore, there's only a household of priests, not a kingdom.
那是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
等到我们的主回来的时候
，When our Lord returns,
有一件事要发生的。
One thing will happen.
你看以色列人果然成为祭司的国度。
The people of Israel become indeed a kingdom.
你看神的旨意终于达到了。
And God's purpose is accomplished.
但是那要等到千禧年。
But you have to wait till the millennium.
要等好久好久好久好久。
You have to wait forever.
但是感谢主。我们这些蒙拣选的族类
，We who have been chosen，
你看今天已经实现了。
Today it's already manifest。
我们每一个人都是君尊的。
We are all the priests。
我们不需要再叹息。
We no longer have。
所以希伯来书怎么说
？So what does Hebrew say？
我们可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
We can come boldly before the presence of God。
因为我们的主为我们开了又新又活的路。
Because our Lord opened a new and living way。
谁能够进到至圣所的
？Who can enter the holy of holies？
当初只有一个。
Before only one。
现在我们每一个都是。
Now we all can。
你看见吗，弟兄姊妹
？Do you see that？
你看何等的，这就是希伯来书给我们看见一个荣耀的信息。
This is a glorious message in Hebrews。
我们有没有大祭司呢？
Or do we have a holy？
有，他在天上。
He is in heaven。
但圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible tells us，
他不是照着亚伦的等次。
He is not according to the order of Aaron。
他不能照亚伦等次。
He cannot be according to the order of Aaron。
第一，他不光不是这个利未支派的人。
Not only is he not of the tribe of Levi。
而且亚伦的等次是和犯罪发生，和失败。
And the order of Aaron has to do with failure and sin.
但是神不能失败。
But God cannot fail.
神永远的旨意向来不失败。
God's purpose never fails.
那么根据什么等次呢？
So according to what order?
根据麦基洗德的等次。
According to the order of Melchizedek.
麦基洗德一面是祭司，一面又是君王。
Melchizedek was not only a priest but also a king.
所以你看，在他身上乃是个君尊的祭司。
So and in him is a royal priest.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you understand?
所以现在很清楚了。
Now it's clear.
你看见我们的主，他的祭司所带来许多。祭司是在麦基洗德这个体系底下的 system 底下的。
Our Lord brought all these priests under the system of Melchizedek.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那我们今天献不献祭呢？
Today do we sacrifice?
我们献祭的。
Yes, we do.
那是希伯来书那里告诉我们。
It's what Hebrews told us.
我们要把颂赞归给神，这就是我们的祭物。
We want to give our praises to the Lord. That is sacrifice.
所以你如果仔细来看的话，
If you look at it,
希伯来书前面十章告诉我们，我们的主是大祭司。
The first 10 chapters of Hebrews shows us that our Lord is the high priest.
最后三章给我们看见我们都是祭司。
The last 3 chapters shows that we're all priests.
你读完了希伯来书以后，
Once you read Hebrews,
你觉得何等的喜乐。
You are so joyful.
你看见吗，弟兄姊妹，因着主耶稣的工作，
Because of the Lord's work,
靠着主耶稣的血，
According to his blood,
我们能够亲近神到不能再亲近。
We can draw nigh to God to a point that
we
can't get any
closer. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们觉得我们在那里面就很好了。
We thought that we were okay in the
world. 你看见今天神把我们放在什么样的地位上？
But now the Lord has put in such a position.
神把什么样的尊荣给我们？
He has given us such royalty.
我们可以说我们是皇家的人。
We can say we have the royal family.
We are the royal priest. 我们是皇家的祭司。
We are the royal priesthood.
我们每一个人都能见神。
All of us can see God's face.
我问弟兄姊妹，
I ask brothers,
你最后一次见神的面什么时候？
When was the last time you saw God's face?
你和主是不是常常有交通？
Do you have fellowship with God?
你是不是常常来亲近他？
Do you draw nigh to him every day?
你是不是天天来侍奉他？
Do you serve him every day?
你虽然在那里侍奉，
Even though you serve,
好像在那里点灯，好像在那里整理东西，
As if you could be lighting the candle or you're
hiding stuff. 其实你是一面做一面来亲近他。
You do it at the same time.
有的人只做事不亲近的。
Some just serve, don't draw nigh.
弟兄姊妹，这不是祭司。
That is not a priest.
祭司是你一面服侍，一面与主靠近。
Priest is you serve and you draw nigh to him.
所以弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见，这就是每一个人都是祭司。
Everybody is a priest.
祭司是为着神来到人面前。
priest so that they can, man can come before God.
也是为着人来到神面前。
And also so that man come before God.
我们也是这样。
Likewise,
我们为着弟兄姊妹，我们来到神的面前。
For our brothers and sisters, we come before God.
然后为着神，我们来到弟兄姊妹面前。
And for God, we come before the brothers.
不光如此
，Not only
我们为着神
，For God,
我们来到不信的朋友面前。
We come before unbelievers.
然后为着不信的朋友们
，For unbelievers,
我们也来到神的面前。
We come before God.
我们要他们的灵魂。
We want their lust.
巴不得他们能够得救。
We want them to be saved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
你看见吗
？You see that?
主的血买回来有多少人
？The Lord's blood, how much have they purchased?
每一个人都是最靠。
Each person is the closest to him.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？以色列人是神的选民。
The people of Israel are the chosen.
但在那个拣选的背后。
But behind that choice.
有一个拣选的拣选的拣选。
There's a choice among the choice among the choice.
就一个人。
One person.
带着血靠近神，来到神面前。
With blood can come before God.
但是在那个在这个麦基洗德那个等次底下。
But under the order of Melchizedek.
我们的主是大祭司。
Our Lord is the high priest.
我们每一个人。
We all,
弟兄姊妹都应该亲近他
can draw nigh to him,
都应该侍奉他
we can serve him,
弟兄姊妹
brother and sisters,
再没有叹息了
no more sighs,
再没有干渴
no more thirst,
为什么干渴呢
why thirst?
你看见但你靠不近他
you see you cannot get close
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
我们今天靠近不能够再靠近
we are so close we can't get even closer
所以弟兄姊妹
brother and sisters,
我们是全世界最满足的人
we are the most satisfied people
我们还要什么呢
what else do we
除了主之外你还要什么
outside of the Lord
以色列人有叹息
The people of Israel sighed.
没有一个基督徒可以有叹息
Nobody should, no preacher should
但是问题在这里
But here's the problem
你是不是一面亲近神你们一面又是侍奉神
Are you drawing nigh to the Lord but also serving
你说我在那里侍奉
You say I'm serving
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister
神是借着侍奉让你更多来亲近他
The Lord uses service for you to draw nigh to him
所以你不要以为替神做了很多的事
Don't think that you've done much for the Lord
有一个小朋友啊爸爸让他在那里处理这个整理那个花园
The father allowed his son to help him in the garden.
邻居实在看不过去了
The neighbors looked at it and didn't like it.
回来，先生，那个爸爸回来，他就告他一状，他说：“你看，你的孩子把这个整个的花园弄得一塌糊涂。”
When the father came back, the neighbor complained to him, saying that your son messed up
the whole yard. 你叫他怎么回答呢？
He said, you know what he said?
他说我栽培的不是一个花园，我栽培的是我的儿子。
He says, what I'm cultivating is not my garden, I'm cultivating my son.
他把花园都糟蹋了不要紧，但是我的儿子长大就好。
He can mess up the whole garden, but that's fine as long as my son grows up.
弟兄姊妹，你说你真是忙啊，为主不知道花上多少的时间，多少功夫。
You say that you are so busy and you're working so much for the
Lord. 在神的眼光中，很多事情我们做的都是一塌糊涂。
In God's eyes, we many times create a mess.
但是主说，我不是要这些东西，我要是栽培这些人。
But the Lord said, I don't want that. I want to cultivate these people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见了，我们每一个人
，all of us，
都应该是祭司
，should be priests.
感谢主
，thank the Lord，
是君尊的祭司
，royal priest.
你如果把这些话放在一起
，if you put all these words，
我怕有的人今天晚上不能睡觉。
I think maybe tonight you might not sleep.
你如果真的想到我们所得着的荣耀
，if you see the glory royal，
弟兄姊妹，你不知道人在福中不知福啊。我人在福祝福里面不知道在祝福。
You don't know so many people that are blessed don't even know they're being
blessed. 我们真是要感谢主。
We have to thank.
给我们何等的恩典。
That the Lord has given us.
何等的祝福。我想我不能再留大家了。
I can't keep you anymore.
我们明天早上我们还有一次机会。
Let us continue tomorrow.
我们低头一些祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Dear Lord, we commit these words to you.
你何等的爱我们。
You love us so.
你把这些话赏给我们。
You have given us these words.
你提醒我们。
You remind us.
你的恩召有何等的指望。
The hope of your glorious call.
你从埃及召出你的儿子来。
You have called your son out of Egypt.
我们以为我们是罪人，我们蒙了拯救。
We thought we were sinners saved by God.
我们没有想到你要见我们的面。
We did not know that you wanted to meet us.
你给我们何等君尊的地位。
You have given us such a royal position.
我们不能不把感谢归给你。
We cannot help but give you praise.
但愿这个周末，
May this week,
你用你这样荣耀的思想来充满我们。
May you use this royal thought and
fill us. 因着我们被这个荣耀的思想充满，
As we're filled with this royal thought,
我们就成为不再饥渴的人。
No longer Will we thirst?
我们还需要什么呢
What else do we need?
我们有什么样的我们有什么遗憾呢
What else regret do
we have? 我们有什么要得着的没有得着呢
What have we not gained?
有什么能够亲近你更好呢
What can be close, better than being close
to you? 靠着主耶稣的血
But by your blood
我们能侍奉你
We can serve you
能亲近你
We can draw nigh to you
主啊我们感谢
Lord we thank you
我们再也没有抱怨
No longer do we
complain 我们说一切都是好的
We say